I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tommy Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio.
A bitch is running late. I swear, working is really teaching me how to use time management. That's all I can say. Tonight, we got a special show. We have Monet Rashad on the show. And if you're not familiar with her, she is the female that is causing a lot of uproar for Tasha Marbury, and it's not even her causing the uproar, it's Tasha causing the uproar. And, you know, Stephon Marbury, the one that was in the NBA, but he's gone to China to revive his thinking career. So it's his ex-wife, and she's even on this season of Love and Hip Hop. Love, I'm sorry, damn, I'm bugging. NBA Wise on VH1 to Miami, and that's going to be part of her drama. I guess a bitch is trying to get someone to cut a check any kind of way. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to think about Shani. Like, I don't really like NBA Wives anymore because last season them bitches was, like, off the chain because Evelyn and Tammy, they was bullying people, and you already know that last year a lot of kids got bullied. There was a lot of anti-bully things going on, and these bitches on TV acting a motherfucking fool, and Shani ain't do nothing about it. So, you know, my thing is, like, y'all bitches ain't positive, so why the fuck, you know, let me not get into that. I'm going to bring action on. But thanks to everybody that listened to Cuban Link. He's still telling lies to me. Hey, girl.
Hey, how you doing?
Girl, I'm tired. My eyes hurt. My head hurt. I wish something else would hurt, but hey.
Oh, I hear that.
How are you?
I'm fine. I see you got a new do going.
Girl, I had to, but now I'm just like, damn, I really can't do nothing. Like, I really got to keep my shit on point.
Well, I like it.
Thank you.
So this tonight's show, I looked up Miss Monet Rashad, as you asked me to, and she's a very good-looking girl. I have a few questions, and I'm excited to hear what she has to say.
Oh, I'm sure she got a lot to say. Because when it was brought to my attention, I read it, and I'm just like, wow. The wife is, like, really going hard, concocting stories or whatever the fuck it is she's doing. And then she's bringing this over to love, I mean, God, NBA-wise. And I'm just like, honey, like, come on, why are you bringing this bullshit into a season? This should be a season for you to be uplifting women and giving them some being positive role models for all them hoes you got on your show.
I mean, really, after all the negativity they had, they should at least want to bring on positivity, but ratchet sells.
Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, a man is going to be a man regardless of what he do. Whether he do the right thing or the wrong thing, he was a man when he did it.
Right.
So it's just, like, it's, like, interesting to me. And, you know, I was having a conversation with Mr. Essie, and it's like, I like his conversation because he's a cool person, like a cool friend or whatever, but today I came to the realization that my friends are right. I need to date a rapper, and that's what I'm going to do, because the average man is, like, not on the same level with me. And what I mean by that is, like, as far as the support and, you know, going with me to my functions and this, that, and the third, you know, average men ain't going to do that because, you know, they don't understand it or they don't feel some type of way. And I'm just going to be like, all right, cool. So, you know me. I text that. I just said my friends are right. So I'm going to do what my friends said.
No doubt.
So it's like, it's crazy. So what's been going on with you?
Girl, same old, same old. Starting up, you know, tightening up with this website. And just getting these photos together. Got a photo shoot coming up so I can make my website look grand.
excited. Damn. It feels like it's been so long since I talked to you, and we talked last night. And girl, I was so tired when I came home that, you know, I kind of like crashed out. And, you know, I talked to my little boo on the phone, and we had like a little nice conversation and whatnot. And then I, like, crashed out, seen some pictures, and had a little difficulty focusing on sleep, you know, like, ooh, what's that? Oh, I might want to rethink what I'm about to do with that. So it's like, I'm like, but then I got up early. So it's gonna be quite interesting. I gotta play Hey Mama by Cuba Links and Tony Sunshine, because Tony Sunshine is so fun. So let me see. Okay, play it right now. Here we go. Hey Mama.
Hey Mama. Sorry for the things that I have done. You will always be my number one. I'm sorry.
damn fine, and Cuban Links is so damn fine, and them two together will make that song a fine ass song. Oh, Lord. Woo! Mama, I'm sorry. Damn. That's what I need a Spanish dude to tell me. Mommy, I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't handle you. That's what I need to hear right now. We got a call. The tone I'm great bring you in, but we had a call ready for you. Last four ending in 4246. You're live on Chocolate City Radio with Chalk and Ashton. What'd it be like?
You tell me.
Oh, hell. Mr. D.A., what the hell you want?
What's happening? You know it is. I'm playing.
Man, you missed a really good show Tuesday night. I can't even front. Cuban Links did his thing. He really did his thing, man. And I think I got him in trouble.
What you do?
We were talking about sex, and he'd been with his shorty for 6 years, and she was at the crib.
shit.
But, you know, I'm just saying. Hey, Big Tone, how you doing?
What up? What's good, Chalk? What's going on? What up, Ashton?
What's up?
Nothing. Got Mr. D.A. on the line. I guess y'all, you know, Mr. D.A. calling when Chicks is calling in to dish out some dirt. You know, he a dirty old fucker, so he needs some more dirt to help him stay dirty.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. I listened to the Cuba Links interview a little bit last night. I pulled up the show, whatever. It was all right. It was a good interview.
Who that, Tone?
Yeah.
What up, man?
What up, son?
How you feeling?
I'm good.
My man.
Chilling, brother. How you?
Always good, man. Always good, man.
He been missing an action for
I actually just got back in the crib like 20 minutes ago, and I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh, shit, let me call in and see if the show is on or whatever. I just got back. I was in Manhattan since like about 7 o'clock. And I just got back in the crib, and I was like, let me call in and see what's popping tonight real quick. You know?
Oh, Sam. That's what's up. We have Monet Rashad on the show tonight, and she's the female that was very close friends with Stephon Marbury, and his wife is causing this chick a lot of grief and headache. I guess the story unfolded in January, February, and I guess those two was intimately connected, and I guess the wife was feeling like Rich Homie Khan. She felt some type of way. She started fucking with the chick, and they've been going back and forth, and the wife, ex-wife claims she took a restraining order out, but she really didn't, and Miss Mashad really took a restraining order out on her. And what's crazy is this chick, Tasha Marbury, is going to be on NBA Wives, and the drama that she's having with Monet is going to be part of the show. And I'm just like, you know what, Shani, when in the fuck are you going to get tired of bringing drama? Like, this show should be a cleanup show from all the bullshit that happened from the last show with all the bullying, the fighting, and all the negativity and all the violence on the show. Y'all should be some white picket fence hoes. Y'all should be going to children's orphanages, like talking to them, doing all kinds of shit for little girls and teenage mothers. Y'all need to be doing something other than giving a non-relevant factoring bitch the opportunity to come on that show and make some fucking money. Like, if that's the case, let me go fuck a baller and then call Shani up and be like, yo, Shani, this is Chalk Mommy. I just fucked a basketball player, and I got some drama for you. Let me be on your show. And then she let me. That's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. But I heard Stephon Marbury's wife was supposed to be on the next Basketball Wild that's supposed to be starting up like in a couple of weeks or something like that or whatever. At first, he wasn't going to let her. At first, he wasn't going to let her go on the show, and then I guess he probably figured out she was going to make a little money. So he was like, well, go on ahead. But did you hear about Foxy Brown getting her hair done for $900 and she walked out on a beautician out here in Brooklyn like yesterday or a couple of days ago or something like that? It's on Media Takeout.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, she went. She was at a beautician somewhere in Brooklyn, got her hair done. I guess she got that good remedy in or whatever, and the bill came out to $900. She walked out without paying, and the beautician ran after her. But instead of like trying to fight her, she recorded her on Instagram and put her on blast. It's on Media Takeout. You go to Media Takeout. It's on there. It's on there right now. I was reading about it earlier this afternoon. I was like, wow. I said, Foxy Brown on stoop that low now. You're not even paying for your hair to get done. Crazy.
She probably didn't have it.
You know she didn't.
Probably didn't.
You know she didn't.
My homegirl had put the post up, and I was like, yeah, that was a thought move. She did a thought move right there.
Like, how do you do that?
She was drawing.
Because she a hoe. That's what she a bum bitch. That's why. Only bum bitches do shit like that.
I mean, really, not really. Maybe she like her hair do. Maybe the girl fucked her hair up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's like, I ain't gonna pay this bitch.
You know, that's what
up,
I was thinking too.
Yeah,
I was
saying. I just can't see her walking out of the salon like, fuck you, bitch. I'm just gonna run for my hair getting done. Maybe
like,
she like the hairstyle and girl her hair right.
Like she trying to jip her like, nah, this ain't no $900. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, chicks be doing that, too. I'm not paying for this. You messing up my nails or whatever. I'm out. You know, they do it in the nail salon all the time.
But in defense of Foxy, and I have to tell you this because I got this today. When you sit in that fucking chair, a lot of times, bitches don't tell you how much the price is. Times you get your hair done. Right? So today, all my hair cut off. And I got a relaxer. This is like $75. I'm like, what? This is like $75. Damn. And then one time I got some weave. I called the beautician. And I'm like, okay, how much? Because my aunt used to work in the shop or whatever, right? And she was like 100 and something. So after she do my hair, and I, you know, after she done weaved it and shit, she said, 180. Now, I just got my taxes back, so it didn't really bother me that much. But I'm like, yo, 180? What the fuck? So, you know, in Foxy Brown's defense, it could have been that the bitch waited to the last moment and then told her, like, okay, yeah, I'm about to put the okie doke on this hoe right here, $900.
She got it.
And y'all know Foxy don't hear that well. So maybe you know, I'm just saying, in her defense, maybe, you know, she thought it was going to be one thing, and she was just like, I'm not paying fucking $900 for no motherfucking hairstyle. Like, $900?
For real, that's a lot of money.
But you know, she probably got like 3 or 4 bundles of that good Remy, where each one of them bundles is like $180, almost $200 per bundle. So you figure she got like 3 or 4 bundles, because you know most chicks be needing like, depending how bald they are, they be needing like 3 or 4 bundles. So you figure that's like $600 right there. You know, and you know the beautician got to get paid off for labor. You know that wasn't done in those 2 or 3 hours. He probably was in that chair for probably like 6, 7 hours, you know. So, hey, listen, she figured, hey, you Foxy Brown, you got it. I'm sure you still got some money left over from the Reason of Doubt. Or whatever album she was in.
I mean, I'm just saying, that shit is fucking crazy. And my computer is acting up, y'all, so I got to get my other one. because I knew this shit was going to happen. So y'all just, you know, I need my computer, hon. So this is just like one of those moments. I didn't get home in time enough to make sure that my computer was going to be working properly. So normally it gives me like a little...
You get you a computer for Christmas or something, because this shit stays freezing up or rebooting.
I have one that I've been using for my radio that has like all my files and everything on it. And then I have my my new one that I use for backup. So for everybody that's listening, I'm rebooting my computer and then getting my other one, and then we should be good to go. But I think I might go ahead and break down and get a Mac.
Yeah, that'd probably be your best bet.
You know, I am into music. You know, unless I can get a sugar daddy and he can get the Mac for me, you know, but I don't know what Mr. G.A. Coin's looking like for that. You know, so.
You be drunk.
Mr. G.A. said you got to come twerk something for a minute real quick.
I ain't going to twerk nothing. I twerked enough in 2010 for his ass and part of 2011. So
what you're saying is that you done build up some collateral. You done build up
credit
on that side of town.
I got coochie credit.
That's some funny shit, yo, for real.
Yeah, I got coochie credit.
Oh, you got coochie credit. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Funny shit, yo.
Yes, See, that's where that bullshit come in. Chick give you a little pussy. All of a sudden, you owe them for life now, whatever. Like, come on, man.
Now,
I just went number one. You are number one with cheese.
I got coochie credit. So I done put in enough work giving him good coochie back in the day so that, you know, if the time arises, you know how you got that lifeline, then I got the coochie coupon. That's all I'm saying.
Coupon.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I give me coochie coupons. I'm like, okay, this is good for 2-3 months. You know what I'm saying?
Well, most coupons only good for up to a year, so your shit is expired there, because most coupons only good for 12 months. You saying 2011, so you gave me in 2014.
No. It's up to the manufacturer of the product how long the coupon is worth. As the expiration date, the manufacturer has complete control over how long the coochie coupon is good.
Yeah, we also have the consumer union that you could call up and be like, look, these coupons expired.
Well, if the consumer didn't
the food administrator
any type of monetary value for the coupon, he is SOL. But anyway, like I said, I got coochie credit. Now,
the consumer report said you can only have a coupon last no more than a year.
Tom.
Oh.
Do you have coupons for hand jobs for any motherfucker you may want some from some or Ben? No, you don't.
Coupons?
So,
I don't know if I say I have coupons, but I mean, I guess you could say I have, I don't know, I wouldn't call it coupons. I mean, I just go through
well,
my, I just go down my list.
I wouldn't call it coupons for you either, but over here in Chocolate City Radio, me and Ashton, we got coochie coupons and we got coochie credits stored up with certain niggas we don't fuck with.
I guess. So you saying y'all have coupons to cash in at any time y'all ready? That's what you're saying?
You know, we only cash them in with certain people. You know, sometimes you have credits and you just be like, you know what, I'm not fucking with that today. You know what, this is one coupon I'm really going to let expire. I'm going to sit this on the shelf and let it collect dust. mildew, mold, get a little older, turn yellow, because I have
That shit is not a coupon. That shit is called a savings bond. You got coochie savings bonds.
Man,
savings bonds last a lot longer than coupons. Saving bonds, you can stack
them. Don't even
saving
bonds, because I'm not saving them for nothing. You know, I'm just keeping them up because I don't want to be a cold bitch. You know me. The coupons represent the dudes you fuck with. Like, they shit ain't worth cashing in. Shit ain't worth coming back. You know what I'm saying? You just shelf it. You just shelf it. Or you just throw it back. Like I said,
ain't no coupons over here. I cash in. Once I take you to the chicken spot, that's cashing in. Let's go. You want cheese on your big on your Whopper? That's cashing in. You know that's like 25 cents extra.
This is crazy. I can't take it.
You know what,
you know what,
Tom?
You order appetizer before the meal? That's cashing in.
The
ladies don't be understanding. You want to order appetizer? If you don't want nothing extra, just order a main course. Don't start ordering appetizers. Don't start ordering drinks of the day and all that. And I expect the nigga to dig up your dress on the way home.
Oh, Lord. Hi, Mo.
I got to pull the book out again. I ain't even trying to pull the book out tonight. I just calling in. Just trying to be friendly. But you want to start the coupons. Now I gotta pull out the book now.
Mr. GA got a coupon too, so you know what I'm saying? He just ain't used it yet. He just letting it marinate.
Yeah, you got some damn coochie coupons or something. That's how you hold it down over there too?
No. Hey yo, pussy only, no credit. Pussy only, that's what it say on my bill, no credit. Upfront pussy
no
only.
Credit, but do you got these so-called coupons,
no
though?
Credit.
But do you got these so-called coupons, though?
Huh?
I said, you got those so-called coupons that you talking about?
Nah, I ain't looking for no pussy in no magazine. That's from jailbird niggas. You cut out coupons on a magazine. I ain't with it. Pussy only. Chocolate, what up?
If I gave you a coochie coupon, you would be like, oh, my God, it's Christmas in Chocolate City. Thank you. I'm going to hold on to this. I'm going to save this. I'm going to
save it. Oh, God, let it go, Keisha Cole. It's not working. Shit don't work with me, not at all.
When you got that good,
women think y'all pussy all that. But when you got that good, that women go crazy over, then you ain't got to worry about no chick talking about cards. You worry about a chick waiting on line. About that.
I mean, I ain't came across no dick like that, so I'm okay.
Let me tell you something. For good dick.
You've been fucking the wrong dick.
Let me tell you something.
When
chicks went to some good dick, they lied to their mama.
Mr. G.A. has some good
mama. Y'all over here telling personal? Yeah, I ain't no joke.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, Mr. G.A. Yeah. got some good. You know, I haven't had it since 2000.
It sounds like you want to cash in your coupon.
Oh, Chuck.
So, Mr. G.A., you got some it's not like she wants to cash in some coupons.
I don't shop with coupons.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
How you don't shop with coupons, but you giving out coupons?
Because it's only for special people. Yes.
I want a shout-out real quick. Rest in peace to my man Strong, if you don't mind. Papoose out there, hold your head. His little brother got killed the other day. You know, team is going crazy now, you know? It ain't one thing as another, you feel me?
Hell yeah, life is crazy.
Everybody said a prayer for Papoose and his family, man. You know? That was my brother as well, but that was his blood, you know?
Man, life is crazy. People need to stop doing all this killing. Like, if y'all want to kill something, kill some pussy. Go fuck a bad bitch and just murder her pussy. Like, just beat it up.
That's the problem. Niggas ain't getting no pussy, so they got all this built-up energy, and they don't know how to wear it off, so they just go out there and start fighting people, doing dumb shit. That's what it is.
Not to cut y'all off, no disrespect. Back to that Foxy thing. Now, I don't care that weed came with a hay. $900? The problem was that bitch in Brooklyn thought Foxy was going to pay her rent. Ain't getting stupid. She ain't dumb. She sat down for a $300 weave, which is the max of the beauty salon. They seen Foxy Brown, and they boost the price up. I'd have walked out, too. I don't give a damn how rich I was.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking she probably might have boosted the price, figure she's Foxy Brown, and she probably was like, come on, I'm not paying that money. You bugging.
I wouldn't have did it if I was rich. She could go to hell. She sat down. Shorty saw her come up. Number one, she got Foxy coming in her shop, sitting down, getting her nap done. And if that's her regular beautician, she need an ass whip, because I knew Inga for years, and she had the tackiest weaves in the world. She had to jack you. Even on stage at shows, y'all see how I here be looking. Keep it real. Would you pay that bitch $900 to do that shit out here?
She probably paying $75. I'm not. Man, please, no. That's not about to happen.
Yeah, they saw a come up, so Foxy probably gave her the little $200 that it say on her. You know, every salon and every barbershop you go to got a price list up there. She paid her that and walked the fuck out. The lady thought she was going to have a come up. So to get famous, she went on the internet and went on World Star, went on this and went on that. And she don't know Inga crazy. Inga can't hear, but she can fight. She going to go whip that lady ass.
Yeah, well, we got to wait and see what Foxy's side of the story is, because all you hearing is from the beautician side. But I guess Foxy ain't give her side. I'm pretty sure Foxy will come out with her side of the story eventually. You got to see the other side of it.
What's up with your man DJ Khaled up there acting Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, he only proposing the bitches.
You don't know, boyfriend run off
to Nicki Minaj.
Boyfriend is a hype man. Them dudes in the industry. Some of them dudes are clowns, man. These dudes is... I don't understand, yo. These dudes is clowns. You know her man run on tour with her. You know her man is a hype man and slash manager. But you're going to get on MTV, show a rock, and ask her to marry.
Who did that?
DJ Khaled.
MTV.
He
asked
Nicki Minaj to marry him?
Breaking news on MTV. He did a whole speech on he was in love with her for years. And he wanted to do it last year, but he's doing it now on national TV. He asked her to marry him. Talking like he'd be her man, he'd take care of her, he this, he that. These dudes is clowns.
What the hell?
Go online.
Yeah, that's
on the whole world, so.
Wow.
Yeah, he proposed, he showed the ring and all that.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. I think my special guest might be on. The phone number ended in 7508. You're live on the air with Chuck and Ashton. Okay, well, they hung up. Alrighty then. DJ Khaled, he didn't even have no dick or no dick game. He's one of those paymasters.
Who's DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a clown for that. I thought that was such a cornball move, knowing that she go everywhere with her man. Grand Boogie from Queens, he need to just go slap that little fat dude in his face for that bullshit. But I feel like that's disrespectful.
But I'm going to show you that DJ Khaled and half of these so-called hip-hop tough rapper dudes, them niggas is cornballs, because them niggas be acting tough in the videos, talking about they doing this and doing that. Look at you over here proposing to chicks that's not even your girl on national TV. That's just straight cornball shit right there.
Yeah, that shit was real whack. I said my son showed it to me last night. He was like, Daddy, look at this shit. I checked it out. I was like, this is a joke. No, this shit is breaking news, MTV news. And he's sitting up there looking like a motherfucker. So these dudes need to be
And he's a dickhead because now he done pre-pied done fucked up all his pussy points. Because you know she's going to be like, oh, I thought you proposed Nicki Minaj. What are you calling me for? You know? He's hard.
I just think that was corny. She probably turned the nigga down so many times, but this nigga on national TV and show a big ass diamond. That little girl got paper out of her ass. She ain't worrying about that, nah.
Hold on. Let me see. I think this is my guess. Hold on. Hold that thought. 7508, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? It's my name is Sean. What's going on?
How are you, girl?
I'm okay. I've been, like, in and out. It's been really staticky. I'm, like, listening to y'all, and I'm dying on the phone right now. I'm like, yo, this shit is hilarious, what y'all talking about. Especially being from New York. I know, you know, I mean, Inga has me by a couple of years. Fox has me by a couple of years, whatever. I grew up listening to her. But her attitude and my attitude is around the same thing, and we both will whoop a bitch ass. Like, that's how we are. Being that she's from Brooklyn and I'm from Harlem, like, at the end of the day, it's that I hang in Brooklyn, so I know, you know, how she is. But, you know, she's calmed down a little bit ever since she had her kids and everything, but she was still, you know, she was still
at Foxy Brown calmed down after she got her ass whipped over here in the projects in East New York. That's when she calmed down.
I mean, of course. Like, I mean, you know, by a couple of times. But, you know, I know her family. I know, you know, her brother Gavin. And they're cool people. But whatever.
I mean, charge you up a bottle in the club.
You came with them all, though.
No. You can't beat the world. I understand that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, she gets it in. Like,
yeah, she can't
win them all. All right, Foxy Brown got her ass beat a couple of times in the club.
I heard in the streets of Brooklyn, I heard a couple of them. These are my girls. These are like dudes that was like, you know, fist fighting with us. So I'm like, what's going on? Like,
I tell you what, she got more L's than losses. I mean, more L's than losses, you know what I'm saying? She got more wins than losses, so.
No, I know that.
Props.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, of course.
Props,
I mean, you know?
At the end of the day, fuck Inga or Ingrid, whatever the fuck her name is. Now, Monet, you have a... I mean, no disrespect to Foxy, but it's not like she can really hear me talking unless somebody put the...
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
Still tone hearing aids. But, like, you have a very interesting story, and I ain't even going to front. I got put onto your story by a close friend of mine, and he was like,
okay,
you should have on the show. And I'm like, tell me about it. Because how we got on the subject is we were talking about Lynn Stevens and K. Michelle. And how, you know, last week she came out and said that was her man, and he's like, now, like, yo, that bitch crazy. I'm not fucking with her. I mean, it was
the second time around. Listen, any bitch that gets on national television and says, go to her gynecologist and says, my pussy doesn't work, it's something mental with that bitch. Like, honestly, first of all, I look at K. Michelle, and I'm like, she's a replica, like, of Keisha Cole. Like, I see Keisha Cole, but I don't see K. Michelle. I don't see where, you know, at the end of the day, I never heard anything from K. Michelle. But, you know, I'm in a circle of, like, Lance and my boy Anthony. Like, he, you know, he's always in Brooklyn with him and everything like that. And at the end of the day, like, they were just cool. Like, they were kicking it. They were going bowling. Like, from what I'm hearing, you know, he's a single dude. Like, he's just chilling. So this is the second time around. She did that with J.R. Smith. And J.R. Smith got on Twitter and was like, bitch, you were just a hit and run. Like, you know, I got kids. I got my baby mama. Why are you on there fronting like it was what it was, you know? So now I don't know if this is the second time around because he was like, yo, he, you know, with his friends, I don't even know what he's thinking. Like, I'm single. Like, so it's so funny how chicks, you know, they be like claiming. You can't claim. Yo, you can't be in the public like, yo, that's my man, unless y'all both ready to say, yo, I'm his chick. And you understand? Like, because in a girl's head, you know, some girls, they have sex with a guy and they fall in love way too fast.
It's called giving them the good poppy joint. That's what it's called.
They be
strong. So I heard the story. Like, my boys in Brooklyn is like, you know, because he has a condo in Brooklyn. She came through, you know, and all this other stuff. And they called me up laughing, like, yo, her chick is crazy. Her friends. Like, I'm like, because we're all in the same circle, so it's crazy. But anyway, I wish her the best of luck on Love and Hip Hop or whatever she do. You know, I don't know the shit.
Kim Kardashian could do the same shit. And these niggas up here will propose to her, this and that.
But it's a difference. Kim Kardashian is a known hoe to make money.
right. That's her MO.
You can't, okay, and it's different levels to this shit. You know it's levels. You know Beyonce rap in. Jay-Z caught that off the jack, okay? Nobody's really touching Beyonce in this game. Then you got Kim Kardashian, which niggas will wipe up and they'll have a baby with because she rakes in money. You can't deny it, Kim Kardashian. And then you got, you know, after that, your K. Michelle's and Amber Roses. Like, whoever, you know. It's, you know.
Amber Rose, you locked her dummy down quick.
I mean,
yeah, she was smart.
You can't go from Kanye to Wiz Khalifa. That's a downgrade.
Wiz get money, though. He getting money, though.
No, I'm not saying he don't get money, but
he
get
good money, too.
All right, but Kanye get money. That's
you. Yeah, of course. He is, too.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but they're on two different levels, homeboy. They're on two different levels, homeboy.
They both get money, though.
That's like
Jason
Jordan and going down to, like, you know what I'm saying?
But how you know that Kanye was breaking off some money? She probably getting all my man's money, Khalifa's money.
Yo,
I mean, all his
though,
so she probably straight.
Kanye is a known trick to spend $10,000 on a scarf for you if you like. and this is the kind of guy who had her in London, you know, doing all types of stuff. Nobody knew her before Kanye. You understand? So he had her in the newspapers. He had her all over London. She was modeling. She was an urban model, but he was bringing her to the mainstream modeling thing. She must have.
Well, I guess that thought comes in where she fell in love with Dick. Then so I guess my man Dick took away from Kanye. Then.
Let's not forget who brought in the game. We can't don't sleep on Fabulous, baby. Let's not forget.
Oh yeah, I know that Fabo. Okay, yeah, you right. Fabo. Shout out to Fab.
Okay, but fuck Amber. She dating a little. Her husband look like a little wet seal. No disrespect to Wiz Khalifa, but Kanye,
it's no disrespect, but it's levels to this shit. And once you with a Kanye or a Jordan or a LeBron or whoever you with, you can't go down from that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's like dating, you dating P. Diddy, but you go to Black Rock. Like, not trying to say anything like that.
Hold on. You telling me you can't meet a regular white collar dude now? Some nigga that just works?
Nah, it's all right. But I'm just saying, like, you know, that's, I mean, come on.
I don't give a fuck. She knows something we don't know. For real. So what the fuck was y'all talking about going up and going down? That's bullshit, yo. She knows something we don't know about. She knows about that nigga's bankroll somewhere, so fuck what y'all talking about. and that's real. That's real. Fuck Kanye West. Fuck Kanye West and his paper. She knows some shit about that game. Sleeper. We don't know about that nigga, yo, so fuck that.
You gotta be happy. You gotta be comfortable with who you with. And if you're not comfortable with who you're with and it's not working out, you got to, you know, once you find a compatibility and stuff, you know, God bless a new baby boy and stuff like that. Like, there's no disrespect or no envelopes or anything like that. It's just the truth how people are going to look at it. Because they're like, yo, you had everything and you just left it, you know, but she's comfortable.
Yo, that's the next new doggy dog. Stop playing, yo. That's the next new doggy dog, yo. That's the vision, yo.
I don't know about that.
That kid about to be the man,
for real. We'll see. You know the crazy thing? She right about the money tip, but I think as far as being happy, Kanye is a media whore. He's worse than Kim Kardashian. So they're going to keep fighting over the cameras. So they're going to have a miserable relationship. And
I think they both, like, they both, you know, going to be happy with each other because both of them are used to that. They're both media whores. They love it.
Kim Kardashian is a, like you said, she's a well-known hoe.
She's gonna fuck the next thing. Kanye's not gonna be happy. The bitch, I'm telling you. Let the little boy.
Let me tell you something. Go ahead.
Let Keith Chief get a platinum album. Kim Kardashian gonna fuck.
You stupid. Why you gotta say, nah, I doubt that, man.
Chris Brown is a little laid out, but he's the next day. You understand? As soon as he go platinum, she gonna forget about Kanye and their little Northwest child. I don't diss nobody child, but why you name a baby Northwest? I don't know. You know what I mean? The baby gonna be tortured in school.
At the end of the day, they can open up their airlines. So it's really profitable. So, you know, they got Southwest already.
They already got a Northwest
airline.
So if
they do, well, shit, then they, you know, just whatever. But I've heard worse names. I don't know.
Now, what's the kid's name now again?
My name is Northwest.
The airline's over. The airline been shut down. That shit's dead.
One of them planes just crashed.
She has to tell her story because this shit is so fucking crazy. I can't tell it because I'm not living it.
I mean, you see how y'all talk about stuff? Like, I like to go into everything, like, gradually. Like, we could speak about it, ask me questions, which we need to know. I don't really just, like, elaborating on things which I don't have questions about. So just be open and be free with me because I answer them. Like, it's okay, you know?
Okay, you want me to ask?
She dealt with Stephon Marbury.
Oh, my God.
Dumb people on her show, they just say dumb shit.
for her to take the time out to, like, just go and read her tweets, because she was interested, because we look at basketball-wise. But I think this season, I'm going to sit it out, because I felt last season was fucked up with how they allow all the bullying to go on when you got all these anti-bullying campaigns going on about little kids bullying other kids and kids killing themselves because they're getting bullied. And you got this grown-ass woman, Tammy, bullying Keisha, and Shawnee's not saying nothing. And then you got Evelyn jumping over tables, flicking plates and throwing bottles at motherfuckers and intimidating people. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So it's like when I read about the new season and how Tasha is bringing her drama that she made up and created with you into the show, I'm like, damn, are you getting a check from this?
I mean, at the end of the day, this is what I feel, yo. Like, this is crazy. Like, her marriage is a joke. Like, I mean, everybody is like, oh, yeah, once you come out, you know, you're going to look pretty. No, I'm not looking crazy, because I already told the truth. I already said, yo, nothing, me and this guy never, you know, we never met in person. We can't, like, what the fuck? How can a Twitter, you know, how can Twitter progress into something that big? And how could this insane chick put something together like this and me and him never even be in the same thing? So, it's crazy.
Huh?
Huh? What happened?
You never fucked her for?
No.
Oh, what the? Wait, hold on. You ain't get the pussy and you about to get a check? Are you crazy?
Wait, that shit at where? Tell me.
This is the chick that's targeting me. And I've never, and he's openly, like, fucked around on her. He's openly in front of everybody. And she sat back, you know, she had his kids, she went to nursing school, and, you know, she just played stupid. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I feel like the chick was hanging around him in the Georgia Tech days, and she got pregnant, and they did what they did. They got married or whatever the case is. And, you know, she's miserable. I mean, I post up pictures on my Twitter, and I post up pictures on my Instagram. My friends hit me up like, yo, she competing against you again. I posted up a picture the other day of me and Jordan with a basketball, a sporting ball. I was, you know, because I hoop too. Like, I do my little, you know, 21 and everything. And then she, you know, I'm hearing she gets on her page and she's like, oh, I'm in Nike dunks. I'm like a boy. And this is the guy. I'm like, yo, this old woman needs to sit her ass down. Like, please sit her ass down. Sit her old ass down, please. I'm not even talking to you about you. I don't care about her situation. You did? Like, this is crazy. You know?
No, care about her situation. We got a Jewish lawyer. So unless she mentions your name, that's a big ass check.
I know that. You know what? You know I got a Jewish lawyer already.
Okay. Unless she mentions your name. You good, because I'll be tormenting that bitch on Twitter. Yeah, I fucked him. Give a person live.
I put it like
right
this. Yo, she claims she a Christian, right? But going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than standing in a motherfucking garage makes you a car. So at the end of the day, you claim to be a Christian woman.
That's a real touchy shit to say.
And you sit in there and you fighting a woman you don't know who never touched your man.
Thank you, God.
And you fighting for what? I'm like, you are a fucking fool. You are a fool, because I'm not even fighting over you.
If you got a bitch of loose enough that you screwed her, man, you must look real good.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I'm claiming nothing. I'm telling you the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Look, I'm gonna tell you a little secret. Look, I grew up with Stephon. I know personally. So you telling us the truth?
I'm telling you the truth.
I could call it Sebastian. I could call it, look, you know, maybe name. You should be telling the truth.
Like, I'm gonna get, like, oh man.
You ain't video
taping?
Monet, don't worry about
my What happened?
I never was.
Did you videotape it? Listen, y'all didn't learn from Ray J.
Hey,
you turn people out of the phone when you fucking saw you could get $1 million. You ain't pulling out your phone?
You better cut it out, boy. You better cut it out.
Your iPhone was dead at that.
I'm in an AC building right now and I'm fanning myself. Y'all better stop it.
You want to say two buildings?
I'm under the AC and y'all fanning me. I'm under the hot seat right now. Y'all crazy.
Now, you know what, Monet? I got to give my disclaimer. Chocolate City, Choc Mommy, and Ashton do not share the beliefs and views of Mo and Mr. G.A. Y'all are just some old, dirty motherfuckers from Brooklyn that don't know any better.
Wait, hold on, sweetie. Let's clear up your disclaimer. There's no thirsty motherfuckers over here, and we
never.
Hold on.
Excuse me.
You're not thirsty, boo-boo. You get a lot of pussy.
But they are paymasters and instigators. Instigating paymasters from Brooklyn. And me and Chocolate City and Ashton do not support their views.
Especially since they ain't paying.
I mean, the men's feet, look, I've been taking some explicit photos since, like, I was a teen. Like, I was, you know, early 20s and stuff like that. I've been doing my little thing, you know, and I was slimmer than what I was now. And I mean, once I hit a legal age, it was a wrap. Like, I was always on
a
team.
Once I hit a legal age, wow.
It was a wrap. I was a menace, straight up. And I was just like, you know, I've calmed down a little bit. I can't say I'm ever, you know, going to sit down and be in a rocking chair, but... At the end of the day, you know.
The trend of rocket chair, how your butt? You got a big butt?
Do I got a big booty? Of course I have a big booty.
Nice. Plus, small waist.
I mean,
I didn't
check this shit out. I didn't frame my way to the top of the food chain to become a vegetarian. At the end of the day, like, I have an ass. I can't fly. I have legs. I have ass. I have, you know, boobs, you know. I like the way I look.
She a full package.
Yeah, he smashed the homie. I know.
Yeah, he smashed him, too. She smashed that nigga, too.
Now, what does Mr. Marbury have to say about all this drama that you're going through?
I don't know what I basically don't have anything to say. This is not drama to me. So it's like whatever him and that lady is going through, that's their business. She's bringing me into the, you know, the circus. I don't have nothing to say. Like, dude said what he said. I said what I said. He don't know me. I don't know him. I blocked him on Twitter. He muted me on Twitter. That's it. I don't understand where everything else comes from. So, like, I keep them in.
So y'all got secret media locations and share it.
What happened?
So y'all meet up secretly, you know, like, I don't need the public to know.
That's that real shit.
Yo, why you tell?
I mean, you live in Harlem. You live in Harlem. Do he call you when he comes to the Rucker?
Stop it.
Red, come pick you up on flight. Which one?
Could you stop? Because he don't go to the Rucker anymore.
He's in the Philippines.
No, because I'm, listen, this is insane. My family's from the Philippines, too.
I'm Dominican, Filipino, and West Indian. At the end of the day, like, it is what it is. So, you know, I'm more Filipino and Pinoy time. Like,
Tell
the truth. Come on, give us that.
Never that.
She gave it
never
up.
Never that.
He
got
to
get
her.
I can
hear her voice. She did.
She did.
And she did it very well too. She a freak. Yes, she did.
Oh my God.
That's just throw on. Yo, no, you on a right show. Put on blast, yo. You on a right show, man. Put on blast, Chuck.
No, for real.
Put on blast.
Put on blast, Chuck.
Come on, Chuck. Put on blast on the right show. Put on a blast.
It is what it is. I can't help who I am, but at the end of the day.
It's like, she's not like a candy deep throat or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? She just happened to talk to somebody with the shape, with a head shaped like Tweety Bird, and they struck up a social media friendship.
You really sorry, I have a head like Tweety Bird. I'm so real. This is crazy.
It's like, so he's like Tweety Bird that played basketball in China, and you struck up a friendship with him via social media, and then he has a wife, ex-wife, whatever the fuck she is. That's
exactly, because nobody really fucking knows she's here.
Yeah, and then
Wait, hold on. You know what I noticed, though? I noticed that every time they mention a wife, you throw her under the bus.
No, because she's trying to throw me under the bus. At the end of the day,
yeah,
I'm telling the truth.
You have to go back to your research, Mo. She throws her under the bus every chance that she gets. She even is about to throw this girl under the bus on NBA Wives that comes out on August the 19th. She's bringing
so
the
drama. Wait, hold on.
That's what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, I just checked out a couple of the blogs, and my name is all over it, and they say she's going to talk about it. So I'm like, wait a minute. What is really going on?
She wrote you a check. That's all she did. You
oh, yeah,
be
I know that.
I live in California, not Harlem.
What happened? Who lives in California? Who lives in LA? He lives in LA.
He's going to be like, look, I done moved to LA with that damn chick, that check that they wrote me from basketball.
You so stupid. Nah, LA is my next. After, you know, I graduate and shit, I'm going to have a little spot pad out there.
It's cool. It's just.
But at the end of the day, like, it is what it is. Like, she wanted to come and throw me under the bus. Well, you know what? I'm going to send abroad a Hallmark thank you card. Like, you know, you just did me a favor.
Which other homies out there you match? Keep it real.
What happened?
Was it only Stephon or was it anybody
else? Oh, my God. I'm not talking about my life. That's nobody's business. First of all, he's not even in the love life category. He's in that friendship.
Good question.
He's going to ask you anything. Was there any other homies? Because Stephon is Stephon. Yeah, he's Stephon. But anybody else relevant?
My love life is my love life. Like, don't worry
about
who I'm
smashing
you up.
Yes, good question.
Why you ain't answer the question, you know?
Because I'm not going to answer the question. I'll put it to you like this.
We got her stutter.
Yeah, she's shutting hard, too. That's a Filipino.
She got her tooth stutter right now.
Chris Brown
whining like a girl in the club. I don't want him.
He do dirty wine and shit. I don't want no. How about them South niggas? I know they come to New York and love the New York girl. Did you?
Two Chainz. Two Chainz hit it. Two Chainz hit it.
Oh my God, I'm gay.
He loves bad bitches. You got a fucking problem.
I'm so gay.
Two Chainz hit it.
I'm so gay.
Two Chainz hit it, yo. She's
I'm
mad
so
Two Chainz.
I'm so
somebody
gay.
Tweet that shit. She's mad Two Chainz.
Nah, I'm so gay. I'm gonna forget my nigga because my nigga Fab get around. That's my dog. You ain't Fab, ain't never swing no other.
Oh,
nah,
yeah,
nah.
Fab
he wrote,
it.
I mean, no,
Fab
he wrote a song about me. I mean, at the end of the day.
Wow.
Yeah,
he hit it.
And if I get it out of her. I mean, Google it. Google that shit. Actually, you can hear it. It's me and Amita. He wrote a song with I'll Be Back, and, you know, Monet was in it. I'm originally from the Bronx, and, you know, it is what it is.
Oh,
he's Master Homie.
Okay, so now we got.
You're funny. Yeah, that's hilarious.
See,
that's what I said. Somebody that's relevant. Now you tell me, look, we're on a different level now. We don't care about Stephon. You say you fucking sad, like, you know?
I'm not saying anything. Y'all saying
Kanye
that.
Kanye hit it. Kanye hit it.
Never hit it.
Kanye hit it. It was
no,
Kanye.
No. You funny.
Hold on. Sad brother, Paul Kane and Sebastian got into a fight at Puffy's Diner when he had his shit. Was that over you?
It was a girl. That's her, Monet. That's the girl right there, Monet. That's the chick. I can't with the radio and the video right now. You gotta be dying on the phone. I feel for Stephon. Sebastian and Paul Kane got to a fight because Sebastian, Paul Kane said something to Stephon. That was over you.
That was her.
Whatever. You are silly
as hell. Oh, matter of fact, because Puff got mad. That's right. That was her. That was her.
That was her, yo.
Are both of y'all Brooklyn dudes?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. I live in Queens now, though.
Oh, okay. You don't know me.
Okay. No, I probably
oh, we know you.
You don't know me.
You be starting trouble. She be starting shit, yo.
You know her very well.
My little name, though, but I don't go looking for it. Come to me. I can't, you know. That's what it is.
Nah.
She
is minding her business.
Yeah, she don't let it out already.
She mad.
Yeah,
bad.
She did.
I did not let it out. Hold on. She mentioned Gavin, so we know Gavin was a little pretty.
No, Gavin and Gavin used to party at all the time. He used to be on the scene. He used to party a lot.
I got Stephon, Fab, Gavin. Who else we have? That's three so far.
I don't know when I'm going to stop it, because y'all are so corny with this shit.
You got three so far.
I'm not even messing with y'all.
Hey, listen, look. Puff hit it.
Here's a question to the guys, because why is it when attractive female is in a circle and she knows some, you know, entertainers, why do y'all feel like, you know, she had to smash one of the homies? Maybe she's just like a nice female that just has no friends that are in nice places, and she goes out, she mingles, and...
That's like me going to football games, and I don't like to play football. I don't like football. I'm just going to watch it for no reason. Yo, y'all women got a game plan. From when
come
y'all
on, tell them again.
Listen, I don't even like basketball. I play, I hoop sometimes. But at the end of the day, I don't really watch basketball. Like, I hear about a game. Maybe once or twice I go to 40-40 and I watch a game. But I'm really a football and
you,
baseball.
Wait, hold on.
Look
where she go to watch the game at the 40-40. 9 out of 10, the Knicks can be there watching the game.
Look, I go to the Hudson River Cafe. Yeah, so I go 40-40 or a couple
you
other spots.
You want me to cross out?
No, I'm not going to keep going because y'all fools. You know that? Y'all damn fools with that shit.
Keep going. We're going to cross down the road. You said 40 Hudson River Cafe. What's that one that nobody
can do? I just enjoy myself while I'll be with my fam. Like, that's it. Like,
And all the hot spots, right?
All the hot spots, yo.
At the end of the day, when like, if I'm invited somewhere, I'm going to go. That's it. Like, I'm not going to just stay, you know? Even though I am a homebody, I'm not just going to stay home every day. I'm young still. I could go out. What's the problem?
I hear you. K-Slay going to be hollering at you, too.
Oh, yep. No. K-Slay is cool, but, you know, if he holler at me about, you know, business or magazine or something, maybe I'll holler at you. Other than that, I'm good.
All the hot spots.
All right, whatever. Well, now, and you are right, Miss Chocolate. You are right. Because at the end of the day, you can't be with these, you know, males. They always think that, oh, yeah, everybody's mad.
No,
oh, everybody.
We're going to mute the men because they talk too fucking much and they don't know, they don't got no table manners. So it's girl time. Ashton, you still there, mama?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. Anything you,
Okay, so we put the dicks on mute, right? So this is girl talk. Now, I don't know why it is men feel that when you meet men in, you know, a certain circle, that you have to fuck them. Because, honestly, all men with a good name don't have good dick. Men with regular names don't have good dick. Mo. I mean, I'm not calling out no names. But
yeah, okay.
But, I mean, I feel like when you're an attractive woman and you go out, naturally, men are going to be attracted to you, and by you having a very intellectual mind, that's going to turn them on even more, because it's so many attractive women that don't got no kind of fucking business sense about themselves. All they know how to do is make that ass clap, fuck, and get some money, and then it ain't even a substantial amount of money, because then they got to come back and fuck them next week because they didn't get enough to cover all their bills for the month. You feel me? But for you, it's like you a different kind of breed because, you know, we all know that when you on Twitter and you look nice or you tweet and you have fun with your tweets, it's like people will flock to you. I asked French Montana, what would it take for him to come on my show? But, you know, I did have a butt-ass naked default picture, and he started following me. I didn't want him to follow me. I'm glad he did. I just wanted him to come see what it took to come on the show. But it's like on Twitter will bring some people your way that you normally wouldn't talk to or think about. Because me personally, I don't think you fuck Tweety Bird. That just don't look right. You know?
You know what? That's a new nickname for him now. Tweety Bird is actually kind of cute. I like that. No, I really did. And at the end of the day, you know, the guys are going to think, they want to think because they know him. And everybody's like, I know him. But really, it wasn't even like that. Like, it was a genuine conversation that, you know, we were conversing as two adults and, you know, got to know each other's minds and everything. And it just is an unfortunate situation because it turned out like this, because this chick is, you know, really, her brain, I don't even know if she has one, but at the end of the day, she's just, to me, she's psychotic, like, you know? So I'm really just on another level with it. Like, I'm not saying I will never speak to him again, and I'm not saying that I am going to speak to him. Right now, I'm just at hello. You know, it's you know, I'm being cordial. So
that's the grown-up way to take it, but I look at it like this. Had that bitch been taking care of her job, none of this would have happened. And from the articles that I've read, he's been quoted as calling his wife lazy and a hoe. So if your husband is calling you lazy and a hoe, like, why are you mad that he's going elsewhere? If you took care of
I don't think that she was mad that he was going.
I think that basically, you know, because he's been elsewhere before in public and you know, and everything, you know, with different people, he's celebs, every type of, especially remember with the Kamora Lee Simmons thing, not saying that they were together, but hey, I heard, anyway, that's neither here nor there. But there's, you know, chicks in strip clubs and different chicks that he was around with, including the chef. So at the end of the day, this is a chick that's not even mad at the chef, but she's mad at me. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy how this chick was just in, so TMZ took him out and mentioned all of his assets. Mind you, this happened in 2006, and he stopped paying Broad in 2010. Why in 2013 does she know what cars you still have? Why does she know what you have in the bank, and why does she whatever? So it's so funny how, you know, like I said, the wife or whatever you want to call her, Tasha or whoever she is, I don't know her. She's taking a picture in front of the Range Rover that, you know, the chef is talking about. And she doesn't think that he got. So are you the one that's leaking out the information? Because you dislike, like, that's, basically he was sleeping with the enemy. You understand? Because I really do believe that every time that this chick came out about the chef, you know, she was on Twitter like, oh, life goes on. It's okay. I'm going to party anyway. And ha, 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 ha. And now you're taking a picture in front of the Range Rover that this chick was just talking about in CNZ that he had. Wow. So it's like everything points out to that lady. Everything. The hatred for me, the hatred she has for herself and her so-called ex-husband or marriage or, you know, fronting for cameras or fronting for TV. What relationship do you know that's quarterly? Like, you understand? What relationship do you know, oh, they're not, this nigga, Steph is in L.A. right now, and she's in Purchase, New York. So where's the relationship at? You understand? But for her friends, who she's rolling around with and going to Brooklyn and different spots and stuff, running, she's trying to portray this image like she's still a wife, but she's really not. I mean, if they do, granted, if they do reconcile, whatever case, that's their business. I'm not saying that. But at the end of the day, like, leave me out of it. Because I don't have nothing to do with, you know, shorty. You did? Like, it's crazy. This is really messy. So,
did you put a restraining order out on her? Or was it order of protection?
Yeah, this is the thing with that. When I was literally going to get some chocolate souffle, and somebody tweeted me, and my phone, you know, you get the vibrate, boom, boom. And they're like, yo, are you the Monet Marchant that's on TMZ right now? And I'm like, yeah, because I'm rushing out the house to enjoy, you know, a little Moscato and my chocolate souffle and stuff out with the girls. So I call my, because, you know, I'm in Harlem or whatever case is. We own property, we own the brownstone. I call my cousin downstairs. I'm like, yo, check out this thing that they're talking about on CMV. I'm walking out the door. I'm hearing my cousin from the lower level, like, calling me, hey, you get your ass down here right now. So I'm like, what are you talking about? So I go in there, and it says this chick put out a fucking restraining order that I'm stalking her and her man. And I'm like, all right. This is hilarious. All I could do is laugh. But my family took it really personally. They took it serious. I'm laughing at this shit because I'm like, all right, whatever. It's going to be in TMZ. Maybe about, you know, give it a week or whatever case is going to be out and, you know, done with. Yo, first day, it was still in the paper. Second day, the blogs caught on. Third day, by the third day, I was just like, oh, I'm not having this shit. I went to the precinct. And I gave them everything that was going on, from whatever newspaper articles or whatever the case is. I'm like, look, I just want to know what's going on because I want to clear my name. I should not be having a restraining order. I don't even know this chick. So they went and they looked up my name and everything. When you go into the precinct, automatically they run your ID, they run your social, whatever the case is. If somebody has something on you, whether it's a harassment charge or whatever charge, they arrest you on the spot. Like, you're not walking out of that precinct. So they was like, they called Harrison, New York, the police station, and Harrison didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And this is New York Police Department. So at the end of the day, I'm like, what? Okay, so now I know that you're putting me in there, you're calling my friends, and you're stating that I'm stalking you? No. Well, counter-suit that because I'm going to press charges on this chick.
you dig? And they did it.
Hell yeah.
And they did it. It got to TMZ again. Now, I went from being a stalker, obsessed person, harasser, to the alleged stalker, to, oh, yo, she's an upcoming artist. My name is Sean. So, yeah, I'm not the crazy one, you know? And I just don't, I really think it's corny of Shawnee O'Neal and all these bird bitches. You know, they're miserable. You know, they're miserable. And Shawnee O'Neal is a businesswoman. I don't take that away from her. Don't get it twisted. But, you know, she's still in her own world. She's holding on to Shaq's old last name. And he's divorced her. He's over her. You know what I'm saying? He's been moved on with other chicks, and she's still holding on to him. So, you know, it is what it is. Like, just like this chick, she's holding on to his last name for fame, and then she's bringing me as a story. Because without me in the storyline, nobody gives a fuck about the chef. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody knows who Tasha Mother is. And nobody cares. So at the end of the day, when you're nobody, you know, that's what happens. Like, you know, I've been grinding. I've been putting in footwork. I've been doing what I have to do, you know, and with different things, like different projects. And I came in and out of the game. Like, I don't have to have the entertainment industry. I work outside of that. You know, I do behind-the-scenes work. I do what I have to do, and my bills are always paid. So, you know, for this chick to, like, come and try to make the world turn against me, like, my mind. You're doing all this. You're putting all this energy into Monet Marchand, and you should be working on yourself. Because I don't give a fuck about her.
That's deep.
You know?
And a couple of people that wrote some blogs don't give a fuck about her either. Because I was just like, wow, they really went in on her. Like, you really need to find something to do. Leave this chick alone. Get on with your life. Basically, you're using her to get on NBA-wise, and this is your storyline, and, you
and
know.
And this was all plotted out. I believe this was plotted out months before, because I'm telling you that this was going on for, like, 2-3 years now. On subliminal shit she's been doing, so it's crazier, it's deeper than what you think. Like, this is not some whatever, and I never met this chick. So for her to just pinpoint me when it was so many other women that this dude has actually been with, like, it's crazy to me. You know?
Maybe he was the best listener.
I don't know about that, but, you know, he's been around. He was an NBA player. I'm pretty sure there was probably more bad bitches out there in the world. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I can't help. I don't know what he was telling her. I don't know behind the scenes what was going on. But for her to have to compete against me, that means she already lost. You dig?
Hell yeah.
So, you know. So, at the end of the day, you know, this is not the first thing she's doing. And if you got to pay a man to fuck you, like, you know, I mean, you know, it's a problem. Like, don't get it twisted. Steph is a pimp. Don't get it twisted. He be getting that money from, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. She's doing all this work. She's working to get this nigga. She's fighting for him. I don't see him. When they told me about the harassment shit she put on me, he was in China. He didn't even have nothing to do with it. They said she put it out on me. So this dude didn't even have nothing to do with it. You're doing all of this. She's doing all of this, not him. And if I do find out that he's doing it too, oh, my God, forget about it.
That's crazy. That is crazy. The world we live in, social media. But you know what they say?
I mean, it's when you have a bunch of bitter women who just have nothing else better to do in their lives, and they threatened by the next trick. Like, I'm like Olivia Pope right now, except, you know, except nothing really happened. Like, I'm just sticking with that. But nothing happened at the end of the day, so.
But you know what they say, Twitter will get you fucked up. I done seen a lot of ass whoopers on World Star from Twitter.
I mean, you know, like you know, listen, he obviously is taking me to someone who gives a damn. I don't give a damn. I don't care that, you know, she's going to be on TV. I don't care about none of that. That's not my life. That's what
every to each his own. Like, I have my projects I'm working on. If that's what she's working on, that's what she's working on. At the end of the day, you know, she's supposed to be invested in some hair salon on Pitkin Ave in Brooklyn. But you know, he has a barbershop in Brooklyn. So now you're trying to hold on to that dynasty, like your legacy. Then you're gonna move on. He's in China. Like he's in, you know, he's been around the world, and she's holding on to him. And it's like, get over yourself, chick. Like relax. Like, you know, it's the third business she went into. The first two that failed. So, you know, she had a clothing shop. She opened up around New York. That shit went to close her doors. Like at the end of the day, then she had what do you call that? Like a holding company for property, like, you know, the real estate property. That shit is out of business. Now you're trying to go back and to prove the world that you're somebody. You should have been doing that. You talking about you've been with him for 17 years? Well, for 17 years, nobody knew who you was. Nobody knew who she was. In public, nobody knew it. Maybe on a party scene. But really? So you mad at me? There's nothing to be mad at me for. I say facts. I say the truth. I don't lie about anything. You know, I'm not up here saying, oh, I did this with this man. Oh, I did this. I got this. Oh, yeah. I didn't do that. So if you she want to, you know, portray me as this, go ahead. It is what it is. I had it up to here with the chick. Like, honestly, like, it is what it is. When this shit come out, whatever people want to think, they're going to think. I really don't care anymore.
That's you know? Sad. I'm going to take the boys off time out.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. GA. Hi, Mo.
You are so damn disrespectful.
That's some bullshit, yo. That's some bullshit.
Hey,
yo, Mo.
Hey,
Mo.
I'm a dirty broad, so hey. Dirty broad, you dirty kid.
I peeped that little comment. You ain't never sleep with me, sweetie. Okay, let me not get on. Let's not get on radio. Hold on. Let me not get on radio Hudson next season and tell them that you're up here telling people you slept with me, all right?
I didn't sleep with him. What do you say?
Let's not do that, all right?
You said radio husbands.
You can't skip in the town.
We're going to create our own reality show. Is that what you're saying? People gonna see me smash the homie and fuck him up. Have you, like, you know?
Hey, yo, Mo.
Yo,
listen. I saw the girl. Mo, name is Sean. She's fat as hell. She's bad, yo. Yeah, she smashed the homies, yo. She a bad
motherfucker.
Yo, I seen a video right now. It's called We Hustle Hard. Yo, she fat as a motherfucker. Yo, and she bad. Yeah, she smashed the homies for real, yo. She too fun.
Yeah, listen. The funny thing is, Seth and his wife plotted this shit.
Yes.
We're both going to get a check for that show.
Yo, she gangster too, yo.
She's
doing a little corner everything. She gangster.
Listen, this is what they did. They sat down at the table. Seth was like, listen, say, the Mulberries is not making that much money.
Oh, my God. I can't with you.
He said, listen, this problem came from China, and China about to cut me off. So listen, how we gonna get this money? And she was like,
yo, stop it. I don't wanna hear this shit right now.
She was like, that's the reason why I kept calling me. And he was like, yo, we can get on there, but he was like, nah, you ain't a nobody. We gotta make you a somebody. She went to a Twitter, right? She went to Twitter and she said, who that right there? She bad. Steph was like, nah, she's somebody looking at her pictures, liking it on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care right now. I don't care.
Yo. You said that shit right, too.
And he said, where's she from? She's from Harlem? Yeah, Harlem be getting it turned up. They turned it up. We gonna pick on Harlem.
Oh, Lord.
You gonna stop her. You gonna pick up a lot. I'm gonna say me on the internet. I'm gonna put powder in my face like I always do. You know, that's the crazy shit. Like, yo, that's my man. He said on the internet, put powder, he be doing crazy shit. So how do you catch them? But that's
There it is, yo.
There we go.
I can't.
Yeah,
they all get money.
I can't with
the.
I so can't with this. I can't.
They all get money now. The whole family. Yo, hey, Mo, can we get a check too? What can we do? Can we get a check? Them niggas are what? What's happening? I'm telling you, we're doing. Them niggas gonna eat for real.
Yeah, we could. Your bodyguard.
Yo, this is the funniest. This is really the funniest radio show that I've did. Like, I've enjoyed other radio times, but y'all top the motherfucking cake. This shit is so funny.
Yo, this girl is funny.
Y'all take the cake, man. Y'all take the cake.
And she a rapper, too, Mo. And she a rapper, too. She is killing it, too. Yo,
oh,
no, no, no. She rapping that motherfucker in short, tight dress. She bad motherfucker, yo. With a loaf on, Mo, with a loaf on. She a bad motherfucker, yo, for real. I see it right now.
I gotta be tired over here.
Yo,
this big break, baby. You got it. You ended it. You got the juice, man.
I agree with the fellas. I'm looking at We Hustle Hard.
Yeah, that's what you saw.
The hell out there dressing heels.
Yes,
she holding that mic like a proud boy.
Yes, she is.
I be forgetting. What's her name again?
Oh, We Hustle Hard.
Yo, y'all be going hustle hard on the internet.
Yo, look, that was last year, yo. That was last year. Shit, she bad as a motherfucker this year.
My name is Monet.
Yo, her name all over the whole internet, yo. You can't even miss it. Just type it M-M. Eminem.
M-M.
I can't walk out with that shit. Please leave me alone.
She is a bad bitch. She walking the fuck out of these pumps. She is killing these
songs
as she rapping.
You know that? I am not a mistress. Oh, God. Are you funny? That was hilarious.
Yo,
I'm about to go see them pictures. I'm telling you, Stephon set it up. Because y'all know he an internet dude. Like I said, he sit there with powder on his face. He sit there eating clay and shit. He need attention. This is his big break right here. They going to dog you on that.
I mean, I don't even know. The funniest episode, I think, because I've seen a little bit of stuff, but there was one where he got into a car crash or something, and he was singing Happy Birthday to you, and the fucking car just hit him, and then that was a funny one. Well, anyway, that's neither here nor there, but that was hilarious. I've seen the Vaseline. I've never seen the one he put powder on his face. I did see the one he was singing Michael Jackson, Remember the Time, which was hilarious. Like,
no, you gotta check it. He did some shit. Yo, niggas in the hood was like, yo, what happened to Steph? Yo, he went to China and bugged the fuck out.
But no, I honestly, it's funny to me. I laugh at it. Like, I can look at it, I'm like, yo, this nigga is funny. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But you sitting there saying this when I was doing it?
Wow. Stop it. Stop it. Stop the press. Stop it.
Y'all missed that one right there.
Okay, one second. My son said, how you spell your name?
M-O-N-E-T.
M-O-N-E-T. M-O-N-E-T.
Yes. M-E-R-C-H-A-N-D.
A-N-D.
A-N-D.
A-N-D. M-E-R-C-H-A-N-D.
You got it?
Hey, yo, go to BMF, Monet Michon. That's the shit
right
there.
Could you stop it, please?
She got a pair of schoolgirl glasses on
blue,
with a motherfucking two-piece on. God damn, she killing it, son. Got a hog. She got a bad
body. I so care with you, man. Could y'all stop it?
Yo, my son is 16. I said, yo, she got a fat butt. He was like, yeah.
Yeah, shorty got shorty banging, yo. Shorty killing it. Yo.
See, listen, I'm an adult. The kids, we got to, you know, well, 16 is about the time when they write. But come on, I ain't talking about the jail for no kids. Like, I'm an adult. Like, relax with the kids.
She's trying to keep the kids and kids playing.
She's a rapper slash Stephon home wrecker.
She's a rapper slash model slash everything.
I'm not a home wrecker. You can't burn down a house that's already been burned down. It was already rubble. But at the end of the day, you know, I didn't go in that house and burn it down. You know, that's not my problem. What went on in your household?
That house about to put you on a couple of more brownstones.
You stupid. You stupid.
Hey, yo, Mo.
Yo.
Hey, Mo. What's so bad, though, right? The chick look innocent, though. She look mad innocent, yo. She look innocent for real in her face, yo.
Until proven guilty.
That body saying, hell no, I ain't innocent by a long shot. Ain't no fucking way.
You didn't peep her whole story? She was like, listen, she gave you a whole story layout. I was chilling. You know, we own brownstones in Harlem.
I heard that.
You see that, right? But look, she said, my cousin was on the second floor watching TMZ and screamed out, Yo, Monet. So I ran all the way up. You know, we got a five-family brownstone in Harlem.
Go ahead.
I mean, it is what it is. So I didn't come into the entertainment industry looking for money. My family has money. Like, I'm not worried about it. I'm not looking for this. Yes, and yeah, exactly. And they didn't purchase it for a dollar back in the 60s. They didn't
Harlem, listen, I talk to a Harlem hard body.
Okay.
I got
a
few lady friends in Harlem that's doing their thing. Harlem get their paper. No, y'all get your paper.
Yeah.
I'll give y'all your stuff. But y'all some hard chicks to deal with because y'all think y'all know it all.
See, that's
different
for me. I'm knowledgeable and have wisdom. I don't know at all, and I'm humble to learn. Like, I'm always looking to learn something new. So at the end of the day, I do not know it all. So don't get these Harlem trips mixed up with me, because I'm in Harlem. Yes, I'm in Harlem, but I was born and raised in the Bronx. I came to Harlem. I grew up in Harlem. I went to high school in Harlem.
What happened?
You got
that jumper down
pat? I mean, I got my jump out. You know, I got my free throw. I know how to work my hands. I'm good.
Take it to the hole. All that good shit.
From the three. All day.
Hey, yo,
oh,
Mo.
You dribble the ball from the three. Yo, what's up, bro?
Yo, listen. this is the whole truth here. If you hit her on Twitter tomorrow and she responds back, you know what it is, man. You know what it is, man. That's real shit. Yo, tomorrow, hit her on Twitter tomorrow. Be like, yo, what's up, man? It's me, Mo, from the show. And shoot you back, yo. You know she on some bullshit.
No, I'm not going to do it. Follow me tonight. If you hit me up tomorrow, I will tweet it. Don't play with me.
Yo.
Brownstone,
her money.
Basketball last carpet. I'm going to be over there like, Monet, it's me.
I don't know what this chick gonna do with her Shawnee show. I don't know what they're gonna do with the show.
I
just know that my name is involved in this, and I'm like, who, what, when, where, and what? You know what I'm saying? Like, relax.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. For her to mention your name, the show's gotta reach out to you and get clearance. And they're gonna invite you on the show because they want controversy.
I never heard of that, so I don't know. You ain't gonna get me to say nothing.
Listen, you was a star then, you a hood star now. But I believe you me. When that show starts, I'm telling you. You ain't gonna know us. We're gonna be behind the red velvet carpet and be like, see Stephon let me in. If Steph is there, he's gonna be like, yo, stop, come on. You understand? But if you there, I'm gonna be like, Monet, it's me. If you don't let me in, I'm gonna make up a line.
Yo, look, she don't say, yo, say, yo, it's me from the Chuck Mommy show. Chuck, what? Who? Do what? What you say? Who show? What? Chuck? What the hell is that? Yo, son, she don't diss you, son.
I just can't believe, like, oh, God. First of all, I've never dealt with no Brooklyn nigga. This is funny because my cousins always tell me, stay away from Brooklyn niggas. But this is why.
You know why? We'll fuck your brains up.
Because they don't like that.
Fuck you right. You know why? We'll fuck you right. That's why. He will fuck you good. That's why I told you that. He'll fuck you good for real.
Listen,
y'all keep it.
That's the law.
We got Harlem chicks falling in love, so don't get it twisted.
See, but to this Harlem chick, is he didn't get this. He didn't sniff no perfume. He didn't get a whiff of the perfume on my neck. So you understand what I'm saying? He needs to relax.
Stephon, I'm telling you, he plotted it. And the sad thing
is,
this is the sad thing. If he didn't beat, when you meet, you're going to beat.
What?
Oh,
shit.
Oh, he beat.
That's what I think. Okay.
He beat.
You better have your money ready.
It's all in your blood right now.
It's all in my blood.
To get her mad. Listen, you want to fuck him just to get her mad if he didn't fuck.
It's in my veins. It's in my veins.
Tell you. You want to change it.
She already fucked him. He's stalking.
It's in my veins.
It's in your family.
Ambition, baby.
I'm going to keep it real. You was the one taping when he was singing Michael Jackson, so don't sing it.
She was right there in the set.
She was right there
in the set. They also said the same thing about me being the one that sent them the so-called video and pictures when he was in the shower, but no, I didn't do that. Thank you.
Yeah,
she
did it all.
Yo, I didn't do that. I gotta give it to Fabulous. He keep his shit so clean, man. He keep it so clean. Cause everybody that got a story, from you, Amber Rose, to all these chicks, they never say nothing about that. I mean, that's a Brooklyn nigga.
Fab's cool with it. He's smooth with it.
But I never said anything about Seth. I said that we never did anything. So it's
No. You didn't have to tell us. We heard it in your thing.
Yeah, of course we heard it. Yeah, we heard it in your delivery.
Special delivery, really? Okay.
Her delivery, yo. I mean, when you spoke about it.
Yeah, you said it. Y'all was going to speculate that me and him had, you know, some real... You know, intense.
Some real grimy type sex. Yeah,
y'all gonna automatically think we were deep sea diving. Y'all gonna automatically think that, but we didn't.
Marbury stalked her, and she smashed him. That's what happened.
Fab getting that residual money, so he don't need nothing extra. You know,
Fab straight.
The Marbury line is dying right now. China about to give up. They're about to get blown up because when we blow up North Korea.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's so stupid.
But see, you already know Michonne had a crush on Fab when she's a little girl, so I mean, you already know she was
a crush on Fab. I have never had a crush on Fab. I like his music, and that was it.
Okay, Monet,
I don't know where y'all getting this.
Who would you smash, though?
I mean, if I tell you, I had to kill you. I can't go out and tell my business like this.
See what I mean? You're about to get saved.
Yo, that's a little do the right thing type shit. No, don't tell.
You know, Sean is going to holler at me.
I'm quick to call a nigga a bird. I'm quick to say, yo, nigga, I'm good. Like,
I like what you're doing.
There's nothing else that he is so silly. You like what I'm doing?
Yeah, I like what you're doing.
You just using it well. A lot of
yes, she is.
Don't
you see her body? What the fuck, yo? That nigga Marbury stalked her for real, yo. She had to smash the nigga because he stalked her. She had no choice. Listen, Monet, I mean, I know the whole confidence shit, whatever, that's all cool, but listen, I know what happened, a nigga stalks you, and you're like, fuck it,
all
right, nigga, damn.
I don't have a confidentiality agreement. Bypass all that shit,
nigga stalks you, you had a smash, and that was it.
okay?
This nigga stalked and get a smash.
Yo, this is the question of the day. Y'all know I'm going to bring it up, right?
What?
Chocolate, you know I'm going to bring it up.
Hit it, Mo.
What happened?
What? Would you fuck with 50 Tyson?
Did I fuck with him?
Oh, shit.
What?
They are fooling.
Oh,
are you
shit.
Are you talking about 50 Tyson in the podcast? Hell no, I don't know. No.
You want to fuck with 50 Tyson?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. Hell no. I said, motherfucking no, you crazy. I mean, you know.
He couldn't eat your pussy or nothing.
Could you stop? Could you stop? Could you stop? That's like asking me, would I let Bill Cosby eat my pussy with the put in it? No. Why are you asking me shit like that?
You want the pussy? Really?
Who's next? God damn it, y'all.
Oh, shit. Yo, Mo. Funny as a fuck. I think it's 50
Tyson. You really just said 50 Tyson.
Stupid. Oh, my God.
Yo, shit. That nigga funny, yo.
Would you do a song with him?
You know what? I can't with y'all on the motherfucking Ferris wheel right now. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing something. I don't know what the hell y'all doing.
Oh, shit. Yo, Mo, chill, man. Stop, man. Chill.
That is all for bullshit because I have 50 Tyson.
So he's so out of pocket right now. He's so out of pocket. It's crazy.
He really is. And it's my fault because I have 50 Tyson on the show and I treated him like a normal
person. This shit is fun as hell. But I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? 50 Tyson, really?
Yo, look, hey, look, Monet, let Chuck explain to you. Tell what the deal, Chuck. Tell what the deal.
Okay, so when 50 Tyson came on the show, I asked him some questions about, you know, do you like getting your dick sucked and do you fuck and, you know, shit like that.
I'm so scared with y'all. But no, okay, so, you know, we all adults. Go ahead.
So, you know, answer the question, and, you know, after he got off the show, Mo just was like, I fucked up, because now when he goes on other radio shows, he's going to expect other people to ask him if he like getting his dick sucked. And I started getting a lot of tweets from 50 Tyson, and he was like,
he went on YouTube, made a video.
Okay. Oh, shit. No, he's thinking that was a guy. He's implying to you that you were, like, trying to come on to him with that?
Yo, do me the video, yo.
Oh, my God, really?
He made a video.
I don't know if you just go through that. Some people like that. Some people like being asked those kind of questions. Like, some people, you know, he's a porn star, so, like, at the end of the day, like, you know.
More porn star.
I'm not a porn star. I just, like, read the blogs about my sex life and stuff. So I asked him to do a drop for a mixtape for me, but instead of him doing the drop, he did a shout-out video for me, and he shouted my name out about, like, 30 times.
No, 100.
And when he started out the video, he was in his bathroom in his drawers.
Hey, yo.
Yo, what's up? You know what?
I mean,
you got male who's prostitutes too. I mean, at the end of the day, like, this is the industry. Anything goes. It's crazy. You just got to be comfortable enough with your sexuality. I'm glad you asked him that. Like, I, you know, sometimes, you know, on certain, well, you know, certain radio and they ban certain things. But when you have shows like these and which you can be open with people, and if you're a freak, own it. If you're a motherfucking, you know, hoe, own it. If you are whoever you are, own it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you a freak?
You a stalker, own that shit. Don't fucking counteract the shit and call another bitch a stalker.
Are you a freak?
You can't call a motherfucker a stalker and see what's stalking you. You crazy? That's crazy.
Are you a freak?
Chocolate, you need a part
own that shit.
I like her. She good. She need to come on the show again.
Yeah, because she real good. She real good. And she fine and fat as a motherfucker. Yo, Mo, you see a picture yet?
She didn't want to walk.
Yo, Mo, you see a picture yet? You see a picture?
She walked. Because matter of fact, after August 19th, I'm going to still be talking to her on Twitter
and
everything.
And then the bitch, let me tell you something. This chick is about 28 pounds wet. Okay? And she called me a pig. She called me a pig.
You bitter right now, you acting like the wife now, you going in on us, sweetie.
No, I'm not a wife, I'm not trying to be, I'm just saying, you talking about my looks, I've been making money off of this, boo, you understand what I'm saying? I could sell an ad, I could, you know, it put me on the billboard, I could sell records, I could whatever. It is nothing about that. But don't try to make me look like, you know, you Queen Bee and you really not. So you fighting. I'm not fighting. I'm chilling. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. You know?
Whoa. Nobody want to look like Queen Bee right now. Please don't look like
No, damn. It's fucked
no,
up.
I'm not talking about Lil' Kim. Cut it out. I'm just saying. Like, Queen Bee, an important type of individual, she wants to try to portray herself.
Oh,
you know,
the Queen Bee. Oh, the hornet's
yeah.
Name.
Yeah.
Now, I
want to
fuck Little Kim. My nose might fall off.
And that in a fucking ear.
Wow. You know what?
Wow.
I can't do y'all no more. Y'all is just too much.
Yo, man, Monet just came on the show and just kept the shit so real. And she a bad motherfucker. Hey, yo, but Mo, listen to me, all right? Before we go, all right?
What?
Listen, I want you to make sure you take her Twitter and tweet her ass tomorrow. If she responds back, man, blast her ass on Tuesday,
all
right? Going to blast on Tuesday.
Tomorrow's today. So you can tweet it right now if you want. Listen, you can tweet it right now. After we get off this show, I will retweet it. So by the time tomorrow comes, which is later on today, everybody's going to see it. Don't play me.
I saw on Facebook, too.
You can go on my Facebook. It's fine.
That's your name.
She lying. Yo, she a star, man. Look, she lying. She a star. Hey, yo, look. Hey, look. Hey, yo, Mo. That's some star doing. Yeah. Yo, man. Just call me. Just call me and shit. She lying.
She's
lying. She already a star. She lying.
I'm going to poke her a million times. If she don't respond to me,
you going to poke me.
I'm going to poke her a million times.
Whoa.
Holy shit, you're a poker. I like that.
I'm a poker a million times on Facebook.
Yo, this girl is hilarious, yo.
It's going to be a problem.
Yo, this is hilarious. I've enjoyed myself with y'all. Y'all are a mess, but I love it.
You down to earth, girl. We love you. You got love for you. For real, you down to earth.
Thank you. Yeah. Shout out to Greensboro, shout out to Charlotte, shout out to North Carolina, Brooklyn, New York, Staten Island, Connecticut, Harlem, Bronx.
Queens.
Brooklyn, by the way,
I
a.k.a.
Brooklyn,
Georgia.
I said Brooklyn again.
ATL now.
ATL shouted. Georgia.
ATL.
The Philippines, China. What you say?
She got the Georgia Peach booty going on.
Yes, she do. Yo, she that one outfit on.
Right.
It's like some kind
I'm
of
right,
neck
honey.
Type shit.
I'm right.
Wait, what you said your address was in Harlem again?
I didn't say my address for you, crazy.
He coming through. He coming through.
You
gonna smack that on me.
I didn't never say I lived on anything, boy. You crazy.
You live on Amsterdam,
124. I don't live on no Amsterdam. I care with her. That's so good.
So I'm going to go to Heavy Brown Stone. Heavy Brown Stone the Hall.
screaming Monet's name. Monet!
Yeah, for real, right?
So, if you see a bunch of niggas on motorcycles screaming your name, that's us. We coming
for you. Oh, shit. You coming for me? Oh,
we coming for you. We coming for you, all right?
Well, see, you better be ready on a bike. You come for me, you better be ready on a bike to take me to City Island, because I eat seafood all day. So, drink, no seafood. So let's go to City Island, shit. I ain't playing, like.
I'm allergic to seafood, but I get a couple
of
bumps.
Well, that's your business. Order some chicken fingers or some damn steak.
No,
I don't have nothing to do with your seafood.
I get a couple of bumps for you. I don't mind. Nothing's been a dream. Can't handle. You understand?
That's hilarious. I said, that ain't got shit to do with me. You better order some chicken fingers and some damn steak. I ain't got nothing to do with you, not eating seafood. I eat seafood.
Then, man, we eat, and you see my face start bumping up. I'm like, damn, this nigga was handsome.
You know, like Will Smith on here, coming out to buy you some Benadryl.
She's stupid. It's Benadryl.
Anyway, you so silly. Anyway, yeah, y'all crazy. I love it. I love the host. We had a great time.
Yo, man, she was mad cool, yo. Yo, she don't be on Facebook, yo. Yo, Mo.
Yeah.
Yo, she don't be on Facebook, yo. She lied to you. She don't be on Facebook. She don't be on that.
I have
yo, wait, she ain't be on that. No, she ain't be on that since June the 6th. Yo, Mo.
My Twitter's connected to my Facebook, so anytime my Twitter, it goes on Facebook.
Yo, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Yo.
She ain't be on that since June the 6th, yo. Since June the 6th, she ain't been on there. Since June the 6th, she lying to you.
Nigga, be on some shit.
Yo, I got it, son. Come on, go to Keek. Keek. Fuck Keek. You on Facebook. Stop playing.
Hey,
yo,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
you lying to me, baby. You lying to me. Why you lying
June
to me?
June the 6th, yo. June
6th.
It's August now. What the fuck is she talking about? It's August, son.
She's lying to me.
Wow. She's lying, son. She ain't even on her page since June the 6th, yo. She fucking lying.
You don't go on your Facebook page?
I go on my Twitter. I've been on my Twitter today, so shut up. I don't really go on my Facebook, but Twitter I'm on.
Yeah, we tweeted 5 times. She answered us back. Yo, she lying, Mo. Mo, she lying. Yo, boycott her ass.
I'm on the phone.
Boycott her ass,
Mo. Why
would
I answer my Twitter and everything right now? Y'all crazy.
Mo, boycott her ass, yo, for real. When the phone hung up, boy, hot ass.
Hey, look,
Mo, call up Marbury, call up Fab, call up Gavin, call them all.
Yeah, y'all can call all of them up. None of them going to say nothing because ain't nobody smashed the homie. Thank you.
Oh, this homie right here, for real? Oh, look at the picture of Marbury. Oh, that's so sad. They got a picture of 50 up there. You got an episode of 52?
You know what? I don't have no episode with anybody. I wish they would have an episode with me or something.
Oh, damn. Look at this picture with the knit dress. Oh,
oh, that's a killer. That's a killer. That's a killer.
Oh.
Yo, but look. She got one in there. She got a pair of glasses on, yo, like little schoolgirl glasses. Oh, man, she killing it, yo, with a two-piece on.
Oh,
that shit is fly.
God damn.
Go to the BMF. Joint. That shit is hot, yo. Got a two-piece on with glasses.
Could y'all shut up? Yeah, it's always the boys, man.
Damn.
You want to go out? This is a business.
I'm pretty sure you got the girls going crazy, too. So.
Of course you do.
I did my share of other girls, you know. And at the end of the day, like, I mean, I appreciate them. I don't blow that way, but it's cool.
You definitely a shorty. You definitely a shorty.
Yeah, she bad, right?
Let me hear. Can we get a 16 real quick?
Can you get it? What?
Can you stutter?
Let's get a 16 real quick.
16.
We're not getting
a 16. Oh, she ain't scared. She ain't never scared. Yo, she ain't never scared. Go up on that shit.
Yeah, we ain't doing that right
Monet.
Now.
Monet, you ain't never scared. Go ahead. You ain't never scared. Go ahead.
No, my nigga.
Monet, come on. You ain't never
scared. Nah, we good. I ain't coming into that. I'm not a scared rapper. I got this.
Yo, Mo. She don't write her own shit, yo. She don't write her own shit,
dog. Oh, yeah, you don't write my shit. You crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? I don't need nobody to write for me, boo. I'm good.
Oh, what's fine?
You crazy for that one.
She was like saying ugly.
Yo, I want 16 right now. Come on, Mo. Come on, we want 16. Come on.
Doing that. You are not doing that. We're not doing that. And we're girls.
Head.
I want to go
on.
With my girls back. Yeah, the boys have fun. Goodbye, and let me talk to the girls.
Yo, she mad cool, yo. She mad cool. I fuck with her for real.
Wow.
It's been very interesting. We have gone over a bitch got to get up at 5:30 in the morning, have a business, come on, and then I got to get ready to go to the Fleet DJs music conference tomorrow. Mr. T.A., I got to send you a picture because I cut all my hair off. I'm sure
yes,
that.
Yes.
So, damn, I got to post some shit on Facebook, Twitter. It's, that should have waited till tomorrow because then I'll be like, you know, like really, 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 really cute. Shouts out to Monet Marshad. Like,
yes,
she is one of the realest.
I'm not a chef. Well, I am a chef. I'll be cooking them shit, but I ain't that chef. Don't play with me.
Like,
anyway.
She is mad cool. Dude,
yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say her ass is real. It's not like Pebbles the model. And, you know, it's like she mad cool, and she just got caught up in an unfortunate situation being friends with Tweety Bird on Twitter, and now.
she better paycheck.
My Facebook request. I'm going to poke her 1,000 times. Okay.
I mean,
get on Twitter. Get on Twitter, too.
Mr. G.
Get on Twitter.
And, they're not ugly. So it's safe to accept their request, you know. It's not like how, you know, you get some requests and you look at the person, you're like, oh, fuck no, you be having nightmares or something like that. You know, they got a pass. They got a good-looking pass for me. I'll give them that, you know.
Yeah.
She going to see when I come to Harlem 100 deep on motorcycles. We going to find you, girl. We going to find you.
Stop
fucking lying. You ain't coming on no motorcycle. You coming on no fucking bicycle.
Don't put it past them. It's probably good. I don't even put past nobody. And I just don't know.
Can
I don't know what they're going to say about me or whatever the case is. Everybody's like, you're not going to be able to walk in Harlem anymore once everybody knows you. I'm like, please. I wish I couldn't walk in Harlem. Are you crazy? Like, whatever.
Hey, that's because every time you walk down the street and people know you, that's like a cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, you're right.
You're
right. I ain't even mad at the broad. I mean, the broad for me is it is. That's like, you know, first of all, TMZ is the biggest, like, you know, it's just worldwide. That's not like, you know, is media takeout, whatever. They also know, but this is a different plateau. This is a different stage, you know. So for her to try to, you know, jump over everything and put me in TMZ, I'm like, thank you. You know, I don't know what you did it for, but hey, you know, it is what it is.
Every time that bitch would tweet me, I'm like this. Every time that ugly bitch would tweet and got my name in it, I'd be like, cut the check, bitch. Cut the check.
Oh, yeah, because she's ugly. You know she ugly. That ugly. You remember, y'all remember the Crip people?
Yeah.
That's how she looks. Go on,
wait,
go
I'm
on.
Looking
at,
I'm looking at his wife right now. You sure we talking about the same woman?
Go Google the Crypt Keeper and Zoolander. She looks like Zoolander in the you know Zoolander. How he had to cut his hair like that and put it up. That's how she looks. Zoolander the Crypt Keeper. That's the truth.
I don't know.
You know what? You more like the fuck nigga bitches, so you know you.
Hey yo, Mo. Hey yo, Mo.
So right.
Hey yo, Mo.
Hey yo,
Mo.
I hate to say that because I don't like the word ninja, but you are so. Sorry.
Hey yo, Mo.
I didn't even throw you under the bus. You trying to play me now, homie?
Hey yo, Mo.
Y'all here, bro.
Yo, listen. I hit on Twitter, right? I hit her and Chuck on Twitter, right? She ain't respond back. Chuck said, yo, G, I got you. She responded back, but not Monet, though. Yo, son, she answered Twitter, yo. That's bad.
Yeah,
Good job, wait time to off the show. We still on the show lounging like we
yo,
said
that's bad, yo.
We talking about Pimpin right now. This is like I said,
no
nobody wanna get off the phone.
No
we are
Twitter. No,
we are
Facebook,
in
no
the
Twitter.
This is crazy because I'm looking at pictures on Twitter of Tasha and Stefan. Yo, I swear on everything, that motherfucking forehead got like a little lump in it on the right side.
Oh,
his
shit.
Head look like fucking Tweety Bird for real. If Tweety Bird was a human, he would be Stefan Marbury.
I'm
going to have to tweet that.
Yeah, do that for real.
Yes. Is it me or does Stefan Marbury look like Tweety Bird? A human Tweety Bird?
Nah, he always had a big head since he was little. That nigga head was huge.
You got the first post on Facebook.
All right.
My God.
You got your first post.
Man, that's one of a million. Now you better ask him back. I'm just gonna close my page. Fuck it, just close my page.
You funny.
You mad funny, yo.
I don't know what to say about the situation. All I know is like I'm doing me and that's it.
Oh, yeah. Look, you got your Janet Jackson going on there, the Rhythm Nation look, huh?
I heard that people call me the young Janet. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Like the pleasure principle and all that.
Anybody said that Janet look good? Shit, that's
yeah, she do, yeah.
No, I love Janet. Don't get it twisted. I think my mother was a fan. That's why I came out looking like them. But, you know, when I was younger, I mean, even to now, sometimes, like, you know, if I don't get in the sun, I'm, like, whitewashed. So, like, you know, a lot of people call me that. They're like, oh, whitewash Michael or Janet. And I'm like, hey, that's not my problem. You understand what I'm saying? And also, because I'm Spanish, you know, I heard the blog talk about me because I'm Dominican and she's a black woman and, you know, she said stuff like that. So it's just sad I told them Dominican, Latino,
Filipino.
She's a freak.
Yo, wait. Chop. Wait. Mo, Chop. Hold on, Chop. You there, Chop?
Yeah.
You never asked about her head game.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Chop.
You know,
yo, come on, Chop. Come on, Chuck. Ask her. That's your favorite killer.
Listen.
Beast.
Come on, Chuck. Don't let us down now.
Listen,
yeah.
You better follow.
We're gonna end this right now.
Yo, Chuck, ask her.
We're gonna end that right now. That's my song.
Yo,
Chuck,
ask
everybody on her show, yo. Yo. What's your head game like? That's a question.
Okay, you know what, Mr. GA? On August the 6th, you can ask Roxy Rose what kind of head game she got. How about that, nasty fucker?
Roxy. Y'all stupid. I did Rockstar. I did. I met her a couple of times. I did her. I like the way Shorty, you know, ride like that. She ride. She got to check me.
You like the way she take dick.
You gave a request on Facebook. Beat this shit.
I told you, man. Shit's fucked up, man. That shit all blocked, yo.
Gave a request on Facebook.
Yo, so she be lying. she be lying, man. Yo, go ahead and request me right now. She be lying.
Son. You shut up. I'm
funny. Yo, son, look, son, she's a star. She's a star already. She's a star.
We are over time. Like,
she a star, yo. She ain't gonna fuck with us no more. Yo, she'll call Chuck, but she never call. Yo, listen, she'll call Chuck whenever. Hey, Chuck. Yo,
well,
Mo GA. It's a rap, son. Forget
it's
about
it. Plus, I can only like her pictures. Look, I
yeah,
like
that's some bullshit.
Goddamn pictures, all right? So
that's
if you just
up.
Add something up there, request me.
Yo, yo, throw eggs at a brownstone, son.
I watch. Watch them go.
Throw eggs at a brownstone, for real. That shit never come off.
Yo, my feelings hurt right now, and I thought I was going to be a Facebook friend. Look at this bullshit.
Come on, man. I told you, man, she a star, man. She jerking us around. She ain't going to fuck with us, man. We nobody. She's a star. She a star, man.
He needs to do a voiceover.
Let me get to her, yo. Just get close to the way we get to her, yo.
You see this bullshit?
I saw it, man. I was like, man, I was hurt when I saw the shit. I was hurt. So.
Yo, the shit said join her fan page.
I saw that shit. That's what y'all said. Yo, she's funny. She's funny as hell, yo.
Yo, my feelings is hurt right now.
Yo, man, I was crushed. Fucking crushed, yo.
Y'all stupid. Y'all
excited. I'm fucked up.
It's just a Julie Hall fan page. Check out her timeline.
Yo, sorry, all that shit, son. I was hurt.
Yo,
look, I saw all her videos, everything, man. I went through the whole BMF, the whole Monet Michelle. I went through the whole thing on YouTube, man. I went crazy with that shit.
Come here and request her. Get the views. Go tell her you like her shit and that shit say block. No, niggas are not.
No, it's
yo.
Not. It does not say block. Are you serious? It's
yo,
block.
It says.
You funny.
No, son. The shit nah, nigga popped up when I
That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up, yo. That's fucked
y'all
up,
clown, yo. Y'all got me dying over here.
Yo, man, she just crushing niggas today, man. That's fucked up. I saw it. That's fucked up, man. I'm crushed for real.
Janet Jackson accepted me.
Well,
I don't know
what happened with
y'all, but I sent her a friend request, and I guess I must have got that last friend request in.
Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah, because it just said nine, nigga, to me. You see the
bullshit?
You see that
bullshit
going on?
Yep, nigga. I saw that shit.
Nah, that shit say nine, nigga. I'm going to go get some t-shirts made. Nine, nigga.
Yeah, so stupid.
Come on, find me on the chat. My dad,
that's fucked up, yo. That's real fucked up, yo.
I'm boycotting you now. Fuck that.
Yeah, please, boycott her ass tomorrow, first thing in the morning, like 6 a.m.
I know. I'll be up.
Boycott her ass
tomorrow. It's early to go to the gym. Y'all said
that's what we
try it. Y'all should try it. You need to go to the gym. Mo, you need to go to the gym and see if you can do something with that bobblehead you got.
Lady, love his head, baby. Tell her, she listen, my name is Mo on Facebook. My name is Mustafa. With the smoke, ask a couple of Harlem chicks.
Okay. I can't. Well, he said ask a couple of his Harlem chicks. Okay. I hear that. Okay.
Ask your friend.
Yo, I ain't going to tell her my name because I don't even want to talk to her no more because she ain't going to diss me. Fuck it. I'm good.
You know
I'm good, Mo. She's going to embarrass me on the show. Oh, that nigga.
Yo, this chick say, nah, nigga. Y'all don't believe this shit.
Yo, son, look. I saw the button that said that shit. Said, nah, nigga. I saw the button myself. Some old
that's
special true. Shit.
Y'all are crazy. I hope y'all know that.
Yo, well, listen,
you know,
Mo, listen.
But I've been trying to get y'all off the fucking phone for 30 minutes.
Yeah, we had a ball, man. We're having fun with her. This is our last time talking. This is our last time talking to her, yo. You know that? She ain't gonna fuck with us no more. It's our last time.
I'll tell you, I'm gonna see her in the club.
She's smart.
I'm gonna be like, remember me? Really?
Yo, he'll say security.
Yo, you know what I'm gonna do?
Yo,
you know
I'm quick to do that too. That's so crazy.
I'm gonna go to the party with Stephon when he come to New York. And I'm like, yeah, that's the bitch that fucked up your home right there.
You know what?
I mean, listen,
don't point fingers at me. I ain't do shit.
Shit.
Word up, Steph. There she go, Steph. There she go.
That's
yo, Mo,
right
why, yo, yo, Mo, why are you so mad at her? Because she said, nah, nigga, to me on Facebook.
You don't have to point him out. He know how I look. He seen my pictures. And I'm like, I'm good. I don't got to run for nobody. I don't run for anyone. And
you know how you look close off and on, I know.
That's it.
You look close off and on. You know how you look close off and on.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I even wink my eye when I'm with some nigga, just like, huh. Nigga, step on, what the fuck you wink your eye at her for? My business. That's my business.
Anyway, enough about him, because at the end of the day,
listen, you
I already told you that it was nothing. It was just like conversation. So, you know, y'all could speculate what y'all want to speculate.
Don't get sensitive. We don't be playing with you.
No, I know.
He did. I don't care. He did hit it. He might not hit it good, but he did hit it, though.
What? Excuse me?
He might not hit it good, but he did hit it, though. Hey, I don't give a fuck.
That's
I know what the
rules okay.
Oh, damn. Who's your hoes are on your page? I'm just playing.
She
accepted my friend request.
I'm a hoster. I'm so good at hoster.
She's going to be like, babe, you know this nigga named Mo? He said he know you.
Girl, he called you all those niggas. Nah, nigga.
I'm like, yeah, that's the girl
that's
nah, nigga, to me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm,
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What's
Chuck, folks? Sleep on us. Chuck, where you at, baby?
I'm not listening.
We're
about to go to
the room. We had a ball with your girl, Monet, boy. She's a shit. We had a ball with her. She's a shit. Monet, listen. Monet.
What's up?
If you ever in Georgia, right? In Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Do not look me up. Yo, Mo, I got a back, Mo. Yo, Mo, I got a back. Mo, I got a back for you, baby. I got a back for you, son.
Nightmare to go the fuck away from me. Just, he's just crazy.
Man, I'm like your Facebook. Mo's crazy, yo.
That lady is like a thorn in your ass. I'm telling you, she's annoying.
I'm telling you, maybe I will. Make a block down. Maybe I see some shit that say, "Hey, Mo, you welcome."
North Carolina, Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, New York, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, Harlem, Connecticut, Staten Island, and everybody in between, tri-state, bi-coastal, L.A.,
Mexico,
China. We could go on.
Love
and love. That's what
we're
doing.
Shout out to rappers now. She gave a state shout out. Shout out to rappers now. Tupac. Biggie. What the fuck? Yo, son. She shout out to the state. Shout out to rappers, dude. Shit. Tupac. Biggie. Come on, shit. Big Pun, come on, baby, talk to me.
Big Pun, baby.
Yo, she mad funny, yo. We like her, though. Yo, yeah. No, for real, Mona, man. Stay with us for real, man. Holla at us, though, for real.
I will, yo. Twitter me, man. Facebook, I'm so great. Yo, please. I'm keeping it real.
She said Facebook.
Don't you dare miss
the Facebook. We just gotta keep up and stay tuned for what's next with this dodo bird and figure out what the hell is going on.
This is how we gonna keep it real, Monet. I like one of your pictures, right? And if you keep that real, you're gonna go on your Facebook page and you're gonna send me a request.
You know, why don't you send me a request and I add you? Well, that's easier.
Nope, because it won't let me. It's a nigga, it won't.
Man, try it again.
Nah, nigga, I said I like your picture on Facebook.
Okay.
It's a real deal. You go on your Facebook and you say, oh, there you go, and you request me.
Oh, wow.
I'm not gonna get rejected.
I got to where like people who are not my friends cannot do anything.
Bullshit, my man say. But my check card came from my savings account.
Yo, that's some bullshit. Remember, people that don't exist in my life, you know, they can't even, you know, go off my Facebook.
Right.
Not that you got some nosy people. That crazy chick, she's nosy, and her friends is nosy, and other people are nosy. And I can't, if you're not my friends, I don't allow people to just look at my pictures or look at my info. Twitter is more open. Instagram is more open. Facebook is for people that I really know or whatever. And I don't play around with the Facebook. Twitter, I don't care because it's broader. You can talk to whoever you want to talk. But Facebook is more like family, friends, colleagues,
For criminal reasons, I cannot have a Twitter. Call me, police, follow me.
Yo, Mo.
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
She said her Facebook is for her people she really know. For the friends she really know, she said. So that, we out the box, son.
I know it's all who y'all are, so I'll accept y'all, it's no problem.
She could have cleaned this shit up, too. You see, all right?
Bullshit.
You know, I know how y'all, I know who y'all are, but, you know, I don't know some niggas like that.
Y'all
are crazy. Let's see that nigga that say no, Stephon. I ain't fucking with him no more.
hell no. You don't see how good this pussy is.
That situation is just... Yeah, that needs to be, like, really, yeah, society right now. I'm chilling. I'm good.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not even interested in that situation. I like your personality. You came on the show on Friday night, and you turned it up. We had fun.
Yes, she did, for real.
I'm not disrespecting. I mean, I know the nigga, but fuck him. And I hope you get a big check behind it. You understand? I don't mean
you share that motherfucking check.
You did that already. I hope you get a big check.
Oh, she share that check with us. Chuck Mommy showing family. What the fuck you talking about? share that shit with us, check baby. Shit.
He's great. But I'm on one of your likes, so out of your 5 million likes, look at the handsome one. That's me. You can request me.
All right. Cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
50 Tyson, he can press it too.
50 Tyson, like. They're rubbing
Chuck and Mommy's back
right now. I do a video for her. Nobody do no video for me in no damn drawers.
Yeah, that nigga is funny, yo. You got to see that shit. Go to YouTube, yo, the Chuck Mommy 50 Tyson, yo. That shit make you laugh. That nigga,
I've seen enough pictures of damn people in showers and shit with the dick out. Please, I don't need to see another guy with his dick out.
No, I'm talking about the interview. The interview itself, man, fuck all you got on. The interview make you laugh.
Okay.
Shit, that nigga is funny.
Yeah, if you
that
could go
on
the interview,
was
crazy.
That's just real crazy, yo. You're like, what the fuck? Is this shit real? That shit, I mean, when I first saw it, I was like, yo, this nigga is joking. I said, this had to be a joke because I'm saying he just kept saying the fucking name and he looked crazy. I'm like, this nigga is playing. Like, that's him for real, yo.
Chalk Mommy, you know, Chalk Mommy, you know, I want to give a shout out to Chalk Mommy, you know, show me love. You know, then the nigga sang a song about her in the end. That was the
I forgot what it was. I just took care of you. What was the word? Let me be the one to take.
That holds you down.
Yeah, hilarious. That nigga that's doing funny as hell, yo. Yo. Oh, shit. Hey, look, man. Let Chuck go to bed, y'all. She tired. Chuck, get your rest, baby. We love you. Hear me?
I love y'all, too. Thank you so much for coming in, Monet. This has been, like, so much fun. I'm going to hit you on Twitter tomorrow because I'm actually going to write a blog about this and put it on my site. And it's going to be quite interesting. It's going to be funny because that's how I do. I write funny.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
Me too. I can't wait to hear you too. I can't wait to hear you.
I have to thank Aunt for introducing us, but not introducing us. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to hit him up tomorrow. But, oh, Aunt, thank you. She is like mad cool. She rap. I got to get some of her music and play it on the show and whatnot. And then, I'm going to write the blog. If I'm ready this weekend, I'm going to write it during the week and post it out. That's it. I feel like this is a beginning of a cool friendship. I don't give a damn how I met you. You are a cool ass person. You're down to earth and whatnot. And that's always a plus in my book. You know, don't pay any attention to what's his name?
Right.
Tweety Bird.
I'm talking about you and Mo, motherfucker.
Motherfucker?
Yeah. Mother. Yeah. Yeah. I love that shit. Yeah.
You love
that
shit.
You know,
I hate that. Don't hit me on my downside shit because I'll be sitting there. I'm going to whoop somebody's ass. So, like, get it. Don't get
attention. They like that. They freaky. They pay for pussy. I mean, you know, hey, what can I say about
pussy? Where did
she get her come
from? Wait, chocolate. Like, you talking to the right nigga, Chris?
She got us all fucked
up.
Yeah, she got us all fucked up. You need to go do a blog. You need to go do your research on me, nigga.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not wrong with you.
See, the problem was that one dude, Big Tone, claimed he's from Brooklyn, but he's really from Miami somewhere.
No,
he buying
I'm
pussy.
I'm glad you have me on the show, like I said. I do believe this is the beginning of a friendship, and we are definitely going to keep in touch, like, you know, either by phone or Twitter or whatever gigs we have to do. And we just going to sit back and laugh at this kid, because at the end of the day, like, he's a joke. This whole situation is a joke. It's funny.
And I'm living my life. Y'all living my life. We make you go make money regardless, whoever, whatever we do. And I'm going to go on and do what
rich.
I need to do, and that's it. You said I'm already rich. You already know.
Yeah.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying, Mo? To the Browns, though, baby. Stop playing now.
Do not pay attention to Mr. G.A. He is a Brooklyn nigga driving a Fiat on 14. Don't pay him no.
Yo, she's funny as hell. She's stupid. A Fiat.
No, I'm glad. I just can't wait to hear what the fans have to say about it.
I'm going to be polling tomorrow, and I'm going to most definitely be polling on Sunday. And when I get bored,
okay.
Just remember, August 31st is going to be a very special Chocolate City Radio. So, Ashton, make sure that, matter of fact, we're going to go hard because we're going to party. We're going to do the radio show Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. We're going all in.
That sounds like fun.
I'm not going to be, I can't attend that one. I'm sorry.
But it was three. I see you can't count, Mo. Excuse me, Hostess. I see you can't count. It's cool, though. We want your ass to be a part of it, no way.
He's still brokenhearted from not being able to be on our Facebook.
Yeah,
she's just talking shit.
Listen. She's telling the truth. My heart broke.
Tell you.
Shit.
That nigga mad.
That nigga mad. That's crazy. That nigga mad.
He had his hopes high and they got shot down low. That ain't cool.
Nah. It was nice looking at the pictures, but it's cool. She's a cutie. Yeah, she's a cutie. She got a great personality. Don't get it twisted.
Cutie with a booty, right?
She with a nice booty.
Yeah, real nice booty. She got an ass.
Days,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she got a face in a box to marry.
Yeah, she do, yeah. My man stalked her for real. I ain't gonna front. He's the fucking ugly ass wife. He wanted that little young joint.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted her. That's what
and
it was.
And you came across the EVM airwaves with y'all thirsty niggas. Good night.
Oh, she a clown. She a fucking clown, yo.
Yeah.
Ashton, did you get that memo? I got it. Check your BBM.
Always
do
slick shit, yo. Slick shit, nigga. Yeah, she the boss. Chocolate
and
boss, ain't she?
That, yo, the funny thing is, all them chicks that be questioning on BBM never speak on the show.
I know, right? They scared.
Yeah, where they at? Let them show they fucking personalities. Where they at?
They be them big girls.
Yeah, them fucking cats. They be putting pictures of Monet on their damn.
Yeah. Tell me. That's me.
And they want to sit there. I see them bloggers. They be want to sit there talking shit. And they look like precious. Fuck out of there. Yo, the same
like
bitches that hit you late at night on BBM. Yo, you ever had a bitch on BBM like, how you get on my BBM? Yeah, like, yo, how you get on my BBM? Was I drunk when I accepted you? You serious?
Oh, my
God.
And then he'll be like, you know what? I know it was Chalk and Ashton. They threw me on one of the motherfucking BBM trains.
That's what I told you. You put me on that BB. Yo, I started getting mad song requests. Weird ass people. I was like, yo, where do I know you from? Why are you requesting me? Yo, you was on a BBM train.
Shock.
Said, well, make this shit derail or something. Don't put me on that damn train no more.
Shock is the bullshit.
I mean, I can see if it's some cute chicks. You know, them fat. Round. And then you put some chicks on there that want fucking papers to New York talking about, can I marry them to get papers? Fuck out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Just begging to get married so they could come to America from Jamaica. Get out of here, Jordan.
Hell, if they knew what I knew, they wouldn't ask you shit. They would
charge you. Listen, I will marry all of them and have them have their asses working. They will be down in the strip club shaking that ass because they're going to owe me forever.
Forever.
I love it.
I'm be like, bitch, you can't get a job. I got the papers.
Go ahead, Stevie.
You can't walk little white kids around. You can't be a dog watcher. You can't be shit. Unless I have to be so.
I done it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, yeah. Nothing. I'll marry your ass, all right. Y'all be like, yo, that nigga Mo ain't shit.
For real.
He ain't shit.
That for real.
Yeah, but thanks for putting some of them from trains, yo. Them shit's crazy, yo.
I don't do them no more because they be picking up my phone.
Yeah, fuck up your phone.
I get tired of being negative on BBM, and every time you turn around,
how about the bitch that owns asking, do you got a bank account? Do you have a bank account? Bitch, do you got a bank account? Why are you asking us do we got a bank account? Like, I'm going to say yeah to you. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck are you? Well, I could put $5,000 in your account. Yeah, okay. Bitch, I can put $5,000 in your account, too. Give me your account number. They foolish, yo. They crazy. Chocolate did overtime tonight. That's what's up.
Yes, she did. Till 2 in the morning. She ain't playing with it.
Man, y'all about to get kicked off this fucking show, and it ain't even me.
Why, we love you.
We love you,
Chuck.
I'm going to be like, oh, y'all had 3 hours. Y'all got to get the fuck up off of here.
Oh, we got love for you and Ash and what's her name? Monet Michelle, Facebook.
Nah, nigga.
Facebook, my ass. Yeah, just go give me a look. Hit me on Facebook. Hit me on Twitter. I got you.
The funny thing is, I'm going to bump into her because we know a lot of people like, and I'm be like, yeah, nah, nigga.
I'm gonna see the airport. I'm gonna grab him off and back. Come here. Who are you? Yeah, GA for
nah,
sure.
Nah, nigga.
Security.
That's our key word, if we ever see a kid. Nah, nigga. Better remember that. Nah, nigga. Yo, she's going to be in the club. Or she's going to hear on the mic. Nah, nigga. She's going to be like, that nigga in the club?
They hear.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Time
to go.
I'm about to watch Kool-Aid during my daughter's sleep. So I get to watch a scary movie now. My 5-year-old sat here and made sure I didn't watch the movie, and then my son got my little
hey,
on TV.
All you gotta motherfucking do is look in the mirror and walk back a couple times. There go your fucking scary movie.
She is on it tonight.
Chocolate. All I got to do is look at that goddamn BBM picture. That damn cockadoo head do you do.
Really, Mo? A cockadoo? Yeah, I guess your cock will do. It's all good.
I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Yo, that's Charles. Oh, okay, my bad. Damn, what the fuck is that?
Wrong.
Don't do it. I got a lot of jokes. Let's not do that, baby. Let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
Okay?
You lucky I don't live in New York. I come knock on your door and do you real dirty right about now.
Now you'll walk home bow-legged.
I'm already slightly bow-legged now, so you ain't telling me
that's
nothing.
That's
the
problem. Tell me if you slightly bow-legged. I said you'll walk home bow-legged.
Not with 3 inches, you won't.
Now, chocolate, no better than chocolate. See, you've been throwing a lot of sublimes, okay? I'm going to give you my how to do a bitch website, all right?
Why don't you call me the next time you fucking and let me hear you? That's all you got to do.
You want me to call you when I'm fucking so you can hear me?
Of course.
No, when you come to New York, you can just come and watch. Maybe you'll join. Okay.
Until I get to New York, I
want
to hear.
Can I
got your phone? No, I said until I get to New York, I want to hear.
This nigga on some freaky shit. See, she so used to 50 Tyson. That nigga be phone touching with you on the phone?
Oh, my goodness.
Did he make you cut your hair like that? You chop, mommy. I like your hair short. Chop, mommy.
You know what? I am so done.
Oh,
like,
this show is about to cut off, and I don't even got to do nothing. Mo, you make me sick. I love you, but I can't stand your slutty ass.
Oh, that's it. You turned out all the lights on me.
What?
Oh man. Oh, they gave you a lot of time tonight, y'all.